Of Monsters and Men, a song called Little Talks right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Oh, look at that, my theme song.
Your theme song. Thought I'd play it for the first and last.
That'd be awesome. There you go.
Good morning, it's Steve-O and Stephen Christian in studio.
Static Radio.
For the last time. Not Static Radio for the last time. We'll be here forever.
So many tears are probably flowing out there.
I know.
But it's my last day here.
I didn't sleep. I curled up in the fetal and just cried
just
for hours.
Cried for hours and hours.
No. Yeah, that's Man. Not true, actually. I'm really looking forward to Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, new co-host.
Boring.
Says you. You don't even know.
Are you hitting all the stages of denial?
I think in the first break.
First is like, anger.
Yeah.
Hatred, then acceptance, then regret, then remorse.
I know. Let's see what we got here. Oh, careful. Static.
Hey, it's Anthony and Roman Nappy.
What's up,
LA,
Naps?
California. What's up?
You're going to L.A.?
Yep, we're taking Roman to go see his family.
Oh, that's cool, bro.
Yep, so, we were just going to say we're going to miss you for the week.
Dude. Right on.
Have
fun. You can
always podcast it.
Yeah, you can podcast
it. Download the app.
What is it?
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can podcast us, man.
Or if you have a smartphone, you can download the app.
Or you can download the app.
For free.
Yep.
All right. What do you mean, last static radio?
What?
I heard last static radio right before you answered.
Yeah.
No.
No. Today's Steven's last day.
It's my last day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Steve-O's still going to be there, though, right?
Yeah, he's going to be
yes,
there.
Yes, I am.
Don't you worry.
And I'll have a new co-host come Monday.
Well, tell Matt we miss him.
Right on, man.
All right, you guys have a great time.
All right, you too, bro.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
Reason number 7 why you don't answer the phone so early. I'm just kidding. I like Naps. Anthony Nappy. From Taos. You never got to visit Taos.
Oh.
That's why I'm playing The Doors. He doesn't look anything like he sounds. I met him at a Easter service here once. It was interesting.
Wow.
It was like a role reversal because normally that's what I get. Oh man, you don't look anything like you sound. I'm
right.
Like, oh sweet. Thank you?
You do look like you sound.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, you knew me before you heard me though.
That's true.
Yeah.
I still feel like, yeah.
People think I'm blonde hair, blue-eyed surfer kid.
What?
Yeah. I'm serious.
You don't say things like righteous or bossa nova.
I do, however, say cowabunga.
I have never heard that on the air, or I would have pointed and laughed. I would have curl-upped and pooed.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. So, final day for Stephen Christian. I know. All 12-year-olds around the world are crying right now. Maybe some 13-year-olds, too.
Oh, come on.
All girls.
And then they smile because they know I'm coming to visit them. I'm going to tour.
What?
I'm going on tour. Sounded better in my head. That sounded way better in my head. I'm coming to play a show in your town.
That was incredible. So here it is. Final
it's
day.
It's really early. It's 6:07.
It is. It's Friday. Of course, Mitch coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then, dude, Shane, Hurricane Shane, maybe making an appearance today. Thebes from California.
Yeah.
He's coming in this morning.
Does he have a knife?
Let's hope not. Man, driving all the way out here for our huge birthday celebration. It's going to be rad.
That's awesome.
Birthday bash going down tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lobo Theater. Anchor and Braille, Micah Talks, and Poema. Tickets are $10 at the door. You don't want to miss out on this. Doors open at 6:30. And so get there early, 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 so that you are guaranteed. You're guaranteed. You'll get in.
I don't know.
Nah.
I'm not sure.
It's going to be huge. So make sure you get there early. $10 at the door. Lobo Theater, I'm telling you. I'm amped. You should be too.
Sir Stephen Keach.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nashville, me going home. Nashville Inn.
Yeah.
This is Black Coffee here on Static.
Morning. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. 6:12 in the a.m. It is Friday. It's June. Wow.
Whoa.
I just realized that.
May is gone.
May is gone. June is here. Steven is gone. New co-host is here Monday. We're going to announce that at the birthday bash. We will have the new co-host with us hanging out. Oh.
Gonna be incredible.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's
sure
gonna be
I'm
absolutely
sure it's gonna top this.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great.
Who cares?
Yep, I don't. No, you should.
I do. I really feel like I do. I don't know.
You feel like you should, is what you're saying.
I'm excited. It's gonna be outstanding. So yeah, speaking of outstanding, birthday bash tonight, 7 PM, doors open at 6:30, Lobo Theater. Micah That's Talks, right. Poema, and the last time you'll ever see Anchor and Braille in Albuquerque.
What?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That is not true. Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, this is the last time.
Actually, on a serious note, it's very rare that Micah Talks plays out.
On a serious note, this may be the last show he ever does.
Truth.
And not with Anchor and Braille.
Yeah.
That's what I get for naming things so close.
Yeah.
Yeah. A and B, A and C. Yeah, great. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So this might be the last Micah Talk show. Who knows?
Dude.
Who knows?
And he puts on a brilliant show. So
yeah, and so
he's
listen,
incredible.
Just, during his set, like raise your hand and ask him questions. He loves that.
Excuse me. I have a question about that last song that you just played.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Why? Explain the Cambrian explosion in reference with evolution. Do you think that proves Christianity? No? Okay, can we talk about it?
Wow. Wow. Amazing. Yeah, tonight, those type of shenanigans. No, they won't happen. That would be terrible. Micah Talks, Poema, Anchor and Braille. Tickets are $10 at the door, and we will see you tonight. There's going to be cake. We're celebrating our first birthday.
Yeah, it's not an Anchor and Braille show. It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
You know, so come to hang out.
Yeah.
Come to meet some new friends.
Yep.
Come to get all nervous around the opposite sex.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward. Come on.
And it's only $10. It's only going to cost you
$10. Only $10 to gawk.
Yeah. And feel awkward. Oh, Static.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, did you guys fire Gentry or what?
What? He's been gone for 2 months.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just checking in.
Yeah.
So, is your co-host Steve-O the guy from Amberlin or what?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
nice.
been here for a month. This is actually his last day. So hold on. Let me catch you up. Okay.
Let's go through all our antics.
Let's go through all the history. Yeah. So
hey, you guys rocked it at Edgefest, though.
Hey, thanks so much, man. That was a great show. I definitely lost my voice.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. Well, hey, sorry to be behind the times, but good talking with you guys.
Yeah, good talking with you too, man.
Podcast. It's been very funny.
Yeah. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings.
It is funny, though, if you do go to, you know, like Edgefest. I wish there was, like, YouTube videos. I don't know what it is that I suddenly, like, maybe it's Albuquerque or maybe it's, I don't know what it is, but suddenly I become into this, like, bro dude yell at the crowd to move. All right, I want to see this whole place open up. It's funny because they do it. But if you knew me and then you heard me on stage yell at people to do certain acts and whatever... And
I feel like, no, you didn't yell. I feel like
Edgefest?
I feel like you have an onstage voice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, do I suddenly turn into Michael Jackson?
No.
But hey, crowd, let's go.
Hey, everybody. You're like...
I'm exasperated.
Maybe that's it. Maybe this was just the...
It's not like I stand there.
No.
So, yeah, it's probably a little bit of this.
No, yeah.
So apparently I like sound like a Michael Jackson.
Maybe you're just out of breath because we were at like, you know, higher elevation.
I just purchased a monkey.
Hey, everybody.
Who wants to come over?
We love Albuquerque. It's seriously one of our favorite cities in the whole world. And I don't just say that to every city.
I do. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I really do like Albuquerque.
Obviously, you moved here for a month. You freaked out spoken yesterday.
That wasn't yesterday. For everybody. That was for you. What?
Yeah. Well, they were like, I can't believe you really moved here. You're really here. It's like, yeah, no, he's really here. He's just a dude.
I hope, yeah. I, man.
What?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that, like, they completely humbled me. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really cool.
I love those
guys. I'm glad they came.
Yeah, me too. They're really great. They're going to be here a week from today, actually, for our Battle of the Bands. Six bands plus Spoken. Going to be judging everybody. It's going to be great. Going to be great. All the details at mystaticradio.com for that. And our birthday bash going down tonight. Yeah. Big morning. It's Friday, so we've got Mitch coming in at 7. We've got Thebes from the CA. He's coming in. He's going to be hanging out with us. I'm pretty excited about that. Yo will be in from The Guide doing a review of the new Snow White. Came out today. He went and saw it this last week. He got the press screening or whatever. Yeah. So
that's awesome. I would start writing reviews if I could get into movies early.
There you go. See, we could always use you as a writer as well. There you go.
You're just trying
to stick
look
around.
Much, look at
that.
Jobs we can
look,
give
how much,
you.
Look how much we have in common. Stay.
I'll stay.
Yeah. Right now, we got a culture shock for you. This one coming from the Bravery. Song's called Believe. Static.
This is Culture Shock.
May, this time is the last time, right here on Static Radio.
Oh, I see why you played that.
That was actually already in the system. I didn't play that.
Oh,
come on.
Thanks,
come on,
man.
Yeah. This is the last time I have to wake up this early and deal with your hair. Is that what? What are you thinking?
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it.
It's your third co-host. It's the silent. It just laughs.
Dude, I know. I'm like, I feel bad for the new co-host coming in. Oh, you meant the hair. Yeah. No, yeah. You're right. I just keep going through co-hosts.
You do.
I just can't keep a co-host down.
It's you. It's not them.
Maybe it is me. Maybe I should just go. Maybe I should. You just want to stay and I'll go.
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. Yeah, I woke up at 5:30 this morning with a smile on my face.
Like, this time
is the last time. God. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know when I'll see 5:30 again. It was good. It was nice to visit.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You'll see 5:30 again.
Yeah. Someday. If I come back and do this, like I'm gonna take an afternoon slot. You know. Let's be honest here.
You're like, I'm just gonna. Will. Yeah. Will. He could do mornings with you. I'll just do the.
You
afternoon.
Guys trade.
Steve-O and Steven Christian. 6:27 now. Man, I just talked to Yo. And I'm excited about his review today. Big news in the DC world that we will have to get to later.
Do we have to?
Later. Now, you know, you're on the road a lot.
I am.
You tour a lot.
About 7 months a year.
You spend a lot of time in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Okay.
They gross me out.
They're pretty gross.
I mean, let's be real here.
Somebody the other day emailed me. It was just not emailed me. They were something. I think it was on Instagram. I was taking pictures of a hotel outside of a hotel room. He's like, "Man, I actually work in a hotel that looks just like that." And trust me, we don't change the sheets. And that grossed me out. I was a little bummed,
dude. No.
Because I don't want to have to bring a whole bunch of set of new.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have to like lug up a pillow, lug up some extra blankets. I mean, if we're going to stay in an okay hotel, it's not like we're in like a Hyatt or something.
Yeah. I mean, think of, never mind. Don't think about it.
All right, I don't want to think about it.
Especially if you spend a lot of time. Okay. CNN rolled out this story yesterday. This may make you happy.
Okay.
Best Western International on Thursday announced a new approach to cleaning things visitors can't see. The chain said its aggressive cleaning program was inspired by research showing a lack of consumer confidence in cleanliness among mid-scale hotels, so basically what you guys can afford.
Yeah.
Starting this year, Best Western housekeepers will be equipped with ultraviolet sterilization wands.
Oh, no.
To use on highly touched areas, such as telephones, bathroom fixtures, light switches. So they'll be using UV black lights during housekeeping inspections to detect biological matter and other particles in the hotel room that you sleep in. It's so bad in hotels, they have to get ultraviolet lights so that they can detect all the stains. Enjoy your life on the road. Gosh. I'm going to go sleep in my bed tonight.
Have you ever licked a remote control?
Gross! What? No!
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought that was like a common thing.
Licked a remote control.
I'm kidding. But I heard that in the hotel rooms, the grossest part of the entire hotel is the remote.
That's probably, every single person probably touches that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know that I've used the phone. I don't know that I've used.
Nobody uses the phone.
But the remote control.
Right.
Blah.
Yeah. And they don't clean the remote. I mean, it's not like something you can stick in bleach or run through a...
That's funny. Recycled. The very next paragraph. Rooms will be outfitted with new remote controls.
Oh, good.
That are easy to clean or wrapped for cleanliness.
Wow.
Pillows, blankets, and towels will be wrapped to show they're freshly cleaned. A microscopic look at hotel hygiene shows... I don't know that I want to share this stuff with you because...
I do sleep in my clothes, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Like a t-shirt and at least some, not jeans, but like some jogging pants or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I ain't nobody's fool.
Yeah, Best Western plans to roll out the Eye Care Clean program throughout 2012 after pilot programs yielded increased guest satisfaction. They're unlocking the potential for housekeeping professionals by providing new tools and training to help ensure customer satisfaction. I feel really bad because I just got a text from Thebes, who came in from California, who said, "Hey, thanks from the bed in our hotel."
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yowzers.
So, Okay, here's the big question.
Okay.
Do you really want to know this? Do you really want to know what's in your hotel room? Like, do you really want...
No, I don't want to know, but I want to believe in my head that the maids have taken care of it.
That it's clean.
Yeah, I'm not going to go in there with a wand of my own.
No.
Because I will be sleeping in the hallway.
In the car,
yeah. For real. Always. And then I'll wand the car and be like, no! Yeah, no! Yeah. No, not like this. Not like this.
Yep, well, that's good that at least one hotel chain is picking up
that's
on this
awesome.
Because it's disgusting.
It's really disgusting.
You know when you pick up the sheets and they just kind of crunch and lift as one? You know,
this is a very, 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 very true story.
Oh, okay? No.
This is a very, very true story.
Okay.
So we went on an Anchor and Braille tour.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so me and my lady got a hotel room and Micah got a hotel room. It was just the three of us.
Uh-huh.
Jumped in my car and drove across country.
Right.
We for whatever reason, this is so dumb. We didn't have a lot of money. I mean, it's Anchor and Braille. We don't pull in the numbers like Amberland, blah, blah, blah. So we have to stay in the lesser known hotel chains. You know what I'm saying? The ones with the numbers attached.
Yeah.
So we had two separate hotel rooms. So and for whatever reason, we loved First 48. Have you ever watched that show? Mm-mm. First 48 is basically a television show about how they catch murderers.
Oh.
But they have 48 hours to do it in. And it's a true story. This is actual murders.
Wow.
And it's how the cops figured out, catch their guy in 48 hours. Because if you don't catch him in 48 hours, it's going to, it could become a cold case, you know, really easy. I mean, that's when the most information that's done.
Right.
So, that was I don't know why we liked that show, especially staying in these crazy hotel rooms. So, it's about 11 o'clock at night, and we're watching it, and so is Micah. You know what I'm saying? We usually text back and forth like, no way, you know, or something like
right.
that. But at about 11:14 or 15, we get a knock at the door. And I'm like, what? He's like, it's me. And so, he comes in. He's like, do you mind if I sleep in your room tonight? And we were like, are you this scared of this episode? He's like, it's not that. It's that there's blood all over my shower curtain.
Oh,
I start laughing because here we are watching First 48 at this rundown hotel in the middle of nowhere. It looked like no country for old men territory.
Right.
Looked like they just said, and scene. All right, right. Guys, let's pack it up and move the trailer out. Good job, guys. I mean, literally that and he's just, and his like face was just like kind of like stunned, like there was blood all over my shower curtain. I'm going to sleep in here tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would go tell the motel clerk, because they'd be like, oh, you saw that.
Oh, yeah. You noticed?
Oh, you.
Okay. What room are you uncurling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the things you go through.
Yeah.
On tour.
It's pretty
on
crazy.
The road.
That was crazy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that this story was not out before my significant other could have heard us.
Yeah.
She'd literally be sleeping in the car. Wow.
I'm sorry. It's just, yeah. Oh. So hotels, working hard to make sure that you don't see the bloodstains.
Yeah, that should be their new slogan. Yeah. Best Western, working real hard to not see them bloodstains. Awesome. Perfect.
Speaking of Mike and Talks, Poema, Anchor, and Braille, tonight at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are $10 at the door. Doors open at 6:30, and dude, I'm pretty amped. It's going to be an amazing show.
It's awesome.
Yeah, all the details, mystaticradio.com. Do not miss out on this. Micah Talks, Poema, Anchor and Braille, $10, Lobo Theater, tonight. Mystaticradio.com. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Check out the webcam right now for the best dance moves you have ever seen.
Truth. Good morning. 6:42, Steve Owen, Steven in studio. Just heard from Anchor and Braille.
Who?
Yeah, we're going to hear from them again tonight.
Nice.
Yes, Micah Talks, Poema, Anchor and Braille. Tickets are $10 at the door. It's our birthday bash. Static Radio's turning 1 year old. We're going to have free cake for everybody.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Remember your wedding? Better than that. It's going to be amazing.
Better than that.
Yeah. It's going to be huge. So that's going down tonight. Yeah. Details, mystaticradio.com. Now, we were just talking about Best Western.
We were.
Chain of hotels that are going to start using UV, you know, black lights to find all of the germs and stains. And
you know when you get a new toy?
Yeah.
And you play with it a lot. And
yeah.
Then after a couple days, you're just kind of, you know, you play less and less.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen. These ladies are like, I'm not getting paid enough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to turn out all the lights, try to make it as dark as possible, and then...
Yeah. I just hope...
I hope so. I mean, I really do. I hope so.
You, being a guy who goes out on the road a lot and spends a lot of time in hotels, I hope you have your rabies... You have, like, your rabies and tetanus shot, right?
Just making sure itch. You... The store makes me itch.
We'll move on.
So, real fast, this kind of... My friend was traveling from Florida to Seattle...
Okay.
...in a Greyhound bus.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Yeah, right?
Mm-mm.
Which, think about how far that is.
Yeah.
Florida to Seattle, anyway... When he got off the bus, he noticed like it was turning red on his neck.
No!
This is true story.
No.
Wait.
Oh, no.
A day later, a boil developed.
Stop it.
Joel Twardowski, engineer for Air and Sprinkle, Florida, Seattle. Boil.
From the bus?
From the bus.
Just from...
A boil developed.
Well, I wonder if you're onto something, because you said, you know, maybe they don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
So they just don't care. I have proof that they don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
How about this? Cleaning lady. This is true. This just happened on Tuesday.
Wow.
53-year-old Sue Warren of Elyria, Ohio, broke into a house in Westlake, Ohio. Cleaned it, then left a note with her address asking the owner to send her $75 as a cleaning bill. I am not making this up. Sue Warren, 53 years old. She broke into a house in Westlake, Ohio. She cleaned it all up, took care of everything, vacuumed, did the windows. We're talking cleaned out this home. Didn't steal a single thing.
When you say cleaned out.
Sorry.
Cleaned out this home.
Yep. Left. And not before she left a note with her address and a $75 bill for her cleaning.
Oh, my. You know, maybe she went in there to rob.
Yeah.
And then she felt convicted and started to clean. That's the most insane story I've ever... That's insane.
Here's the craziest part. Sherry Bush, she owns the house.
Okay.
When she got home, she said she noticed the place looked good and figured her parents had hired a cleaning lady. And she called him to thank him. Turns out...
We didn't hire a cleaning lady. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sherry contacted Sue to ask why she cleaned her house. Sue told her she was desperate for money and she'd picked Sherry's house at random. And this wasn't the first time. Sue had broken into at least two other homes and cleaned them.
But those people paid her.
And left notes. Yeah.
But those people were like, oh.
Oh,
you
yeah.
broke into my house?
Here's $75. Thanks for not taking anything and leaving it nice and clean. If you came home and your house was, I mean, the cleanest it's ever been. Spotless.
Yeah.
And there's no broken glass. I mean... I don't know how she broke in. I'm assuming she just like picked the lock or something, which is totally
yeah,
acceptable.
That's fine.
I mean, totally fine. Would you pay her the $75?
No. I don't want to encourage that type of behavior.
Yeah, yeah. She was arrested. She hasn't been charged yet, but police did arrest her for this. Imagine that. For breaking in. But yeah, so apparently you're right.
But
cleaning
now,
ladies
she knows
don't
where
get
you
paid
live.
Enough. Yeah. And she knows how to get in.
Yeah.
I would feel, you know, the people breaking in, it's like a violation, you know.
So
when something's stolen from you, you feel so violated. I couldn't imagine how much more violated you would feel because this lady knows everything. I mean, she cleaned up your house, so she knows, like, where you leave your dirty underwear. She knows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wonder if she did the laundry. I wonder if she just
If she did the laundry,
tidied up.
I paid the
It's unbelievable
that
to
is
me.
Unbelievable.
I just can't fathom a state of mind where you feel like that's acceptable. You know what
well,
I mean?
If she did it twice before, that's the thing. Somebody,
yeah.
they paid her.
They
obviously didn't call the cops.
Yeah.
I have never, ever. You got to be desperate.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Dude, desperate people do desperate things.
But, you know, she cleaned it. I wouldn't press charge. I would call the cops, have her arrested, and then just like. Not press charges.
I gotta be honest, $75 to have your whole house clean, though, that doesn't seem unreasonable.
And it sounds like she's rich if the parents are already like, yeah, we've
oh, yeah, we're
if that didn't sound unheard of, that,
yeah.
you know, the
parents. Oh, my parents. Must have gotten me a mate in Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah, I don't know why we're talking like that.
Irish accent. Oh, we just, top of the morning. Let's go to the States and buy the house in Ohio. No, that makes sense.
Yep, so there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birthday party tonight. Don't miss it. $10 at the door. MyStaticRadio.com. While you're there, podcast us. Today is the last day.
Yeah.
Last day. New co-host coming in on Monday. In fact, we're going to announce the new co-host tonight at the birthday bash. So you can, yeah. Slow clap. If you want to meet said person, hang out with said person. Or just hang out with us because we're way cooler. Let's
way
be honest.
Way cooler. He or she is listening right now.
I don't know.
Now,
you so got like the part time gig.
Cooler.
This is the co host. I mean, this is like a full time. This person must be very cool.
What do you mean they got the full time?
They're it, man. They're the co host.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Full time. Do they have to work longer than I do?
Well, you didn't really work. I mean, did you really? let's be real here. Let's be real here. I do most of the work in this relationship. I really.
Yeah.
You just don't put forth enough effort.
Sure. I'm going to go clean your house.
Yeah. That'll be $75.
No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. I'm going to clean out your house.
Wow. 6:50 now. We'll be right back. We got to take a quick break, but coming up, 7 o'clock hour. Of course, Mitch will be hanging out with us before she has to go on to her real job. And 8 o'clock, Yo from The Guide going to be coming in doing his review of Snow White. We're also going to talk about news this week in Comic Land and Thebes from California coming in.
Nice.
Today as well. Yeah. So back with music? Us?
Let's us.
Stuff?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Be right back.
Static. Mike Maines in the Branches, song called Miracle, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Stephen Christian.
Yeah, man.
Sup. I'm going to try and go with this whole break without any music behind us. Is it weird?
No, not so far.
Okay.
Not so far.
There's so many stories this morning to talk about. I don't even know where to begin.
Let's do them all.
All of them right now.
All of them right now. Go.
We have 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Start with comic books like Green Lantern and Wolverine.
Ooh, yeah. How about the Hulk? I could talk about the Hulk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is a really... You know those stories where you're like, why did I... What was I thinking? Where did I... Okay. A 35-year-old man is an aspiring singer in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Yeah,
in Brazil. Yeah. On Sunday, he came up with a publicity stunt to promote himself. And it worked. Just not the way. Just not the way he had planned.
All right.
Paulo Henrique dos Santos. That's his name. Not Enrique. Henrique.
Yeah, but they don't pronounce it like that.
Paulo Henrique dos Santos. Mm-hmm. Bought a bunch of green paint. And then painted himself green and walked around like the Incredible Hulk. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't think of these things? I have no idea how that promotes his singing career, but whatever. I mean, you know. Have you ever thought about dressing up like an Incredible Hulk to promote your singing career?
I never thought about painting myself.
Solomon from Family Force 5, he rocks Hulk gloves sometimes. Does he still do that? I don't know if he's done that in the last couple tours, but he used to rock those like punching Hulk gloves.
Yes. Yeah. Last time I saw him, they did, yes.
He had the microphone and the gloves, and it was pretty amazing. Okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem with Paulo's idea. He bought industrial paint. The kind that's used on missiles and nuclear subs. It's not something you can wash off in the shower.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Ouch is right, because after 20 showers and baths, he's still green.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're talking green, all right? The paint finally started to fade after 24 hours, but he's green now.
Wow.
He's going to be the green man. He's walking the green mile. He eats green beans. He's green with envy.
He painted the town green.
Yeah. Or just himself. Oh, no.
Poor Enrique.
Good morning, Mitch.
Hey.
How's it going?
Better now that I know this guy's life sucks.
Yeah. Is that sad?
Yeah.
Because your life's better now knowing that his isn't.
It's probably
horrible.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, so he's considering suing the store that sold him the paint because they knew what he was planning to do. And he specifically asked, hey man, I need some paint to paint myself green.
Oh, he's Mexican?
Oh, he's from Brazil.
He's
from Brazil.
No, he's Mexican.
He's from
living
Brazil.
In Brazil.
Don't they speak
they
Portuguese
speak,
there?
Yes, I don't know.
And he has a Spanish accent.
His name is Paulo. Paulo Henrique dos Santos.
Yeah, they speak Portuguese.
Portuguese.
And Santos, isn't that like Latin?
Dos Santos.
Dos Santos.
That's
Latin.
The dude who just won the fight. That means too Latin to quit.
Too Latin to quit.
Dos Santos.
Too Latin to quit.
I got that.
Yeah.
Good job.
Too Latin.
You guys are on a roll this morning.
Too Latin to quit.
That's what, yeah.
Yep. So anyways, in case you're having a bad day, just think it could be worse.
Someone right now in Brazil
is green.
Is green.
Which
when he cries.
Oh, no.
The paint.
Is this... It just
kind of
it beads off. It just slides off because this is like submarine paint, nuclear subs and missiles. Kai Kai, sleeper stuff. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Sorry. Cut we're like, hey,
bye.
So, okay, cool. Hey, you know what we're going to do just off the top?
Man, southbound I-25 is closed at Rio Bravo due to a hit and run overnight. It's going to be closed until about 8:30 a.m., so please.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
please
crazy.
Be careful. Make your way around it. Yeah, that's gonna be holding some people back.
Yeah.
Wyoming, south of Paseo del Notre, there is some construction.
Good try.
Right on.
Good try.
That was good.
Yeah, it was
that
really
was
good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Si habla español un poquito, señorita.
Ooh! Oh!
Yeah! I've been in Albuquerque for a month. I'm wearing teal right now. Look at me. I've got a bracelet.
It's turquoise, man.
My house is made of adobe. Look at me.
Turquoise.
Is that your look at traffic?
Oh, yeah. That's my look at traffic.
Okay, cool. Traffic actually sponsored today by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast right here on the Calvary campus. And speaking of Solomon's Porch, where is my music? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot.
Are they saying coffee, strong coffee?
Yeah, good coffee, strong coffee. Jars of Clay.
Hello.
Horrible, hello, Cashy.
Hey.
It's a great song.
It's a horrible
It's a good song. Sorry, I'm arguing.
Barbershop quartet.
It sounds
singing.
Awful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Coffee, strong. Let's try it. Three-part harmony.
Okay.
Ready?
Ooh, good coffee, strong coffee.
That's even better than they do it.
That's awesome.
There you go.
It's awful when we did it.
Yeah, it was definitely awful.
So, yeah, there you go.
It wasn't supposed to be good.
Hey, Cashy, can we order some breakfast?
Absolutely.
For the starving musician to my right?
Absolutely.
What do you need, starving musician?
I need a sitar player.
I would like a Stever.
All okay. Right.
And then also an iced Americano, no cream.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a show tonight.
You got a show.
Yeah, I got a show.
All right. The dairy produces mucus.
Yeah, mucus.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away.
I'm trying.
Ice isn't good for it either, for your vocal cords.
Wow.
That's what you don't want to.
Don't mess with that one.
Tea will help.
Lakes, the feeling.
Oh, good.
Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
You sound so sad.
It's his last day.
Ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
We're announcing the new co-host tonight at our birthday party,
Boring.
Steve-o. Steven.
Who cares?
Mitch.
How do you push that button?
Oh.
We just did it. Wait, let's just do it ourselves.
Okay.
Oh,
that's not... That's it.
Who cares?
There you go. I guess you got to turn the volume up.
Yeah, you do.
Or we can do that one.
I could teach you how to do this stuff if you want.
I just feel like it's going to be so...
You offer now?
Vanilla.
You know? Well, boys and girls, here's another Jeremy Camp single.
We got a brand new morning show coming up this Monday, everybody. It's going to be a blast.
There's going to be prizes.
Yay!
There's going to be games.
Woo!
Zany antics.
Oh.
No. No. I sound like a Spanish soap opera.
No. That's all you know.
Yeah.
In Spanish. Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's Spanish.
That is Spanish. Hi, man. Spelled same.
Yeah. So, Stephen Christian, your last day.
Man, it's been a blast. I've had so much fun.
A blasty blast.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest, because it was like...
Did you think I was going to come in here and be like dead air, like awkward?
No! Yeah, no, you've been on like
I've been on
the
before.
Show before, and it's always funny, but yeah. I just assume, you know, after a month, you know, you never know.
Quit.
You never know. I didn't realize.
It's been blacklight inspected.
Oh, good. That's good. Thank you, sir. I didn't realize, you know, I was going to set the standard for what morning radio should be.
Should be.
You know?
Just saying.
That's funny that Buck and Dex called us yesterday and said, you guys are so much better than us.
I know.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that phone call? I do.
Here, you know what?
I know.
That's a stressful standard for you to set right before the new co-host comes on.
Is it? You know?
Man, whatever. New co-host is way better.
We moved up in
better.
The ratings.
The new co-host is going to be...
Any better.
I think we're going to call Buck and Dex right now, and I want to tell them, like, hey, we just got the ratings and we're beating you. That's what I'm going to say.
Let's see if they answer. I don't know if they'll answer.
Buck and Dex. Is this the direct line? I want the request line so
oh,
we can
no.
just play
they never, it. They'll never answer that one.
A couple of pairs of tickets to go to the Chef Knockout this
weekend
at the Convention Center. We've got tickets for Jackson's MMA series, and we have tickets to the Moriarty Mudbog.
This is going to be awesome. Mania. What are we going to do? What should we do?
Pintos.
I like it.
I don't know.
Hello?
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 Hey, I got tickets to the Jackson's thing this Saturday. It's going to be fun.
Woo!
Yeah!
Hey, I don't know if you know who this is, but this is Steven and Steve-O.
This is the world famous, sir. Steve-O and Steven show.
Hey, I'm looking at the... Here, hand me the ratings right there.
Yeah, here you go.
Hang on. All right, I'm looking at the ratings right now, and I just calling to tell you that we're Reeve.
Here's Thrieve. Yeah.
Yep. You're number Thrieve.
Thrieve?
Yep.
Thrieve.
You've dropped from Niner to Thrieve.
I don't know what that means. I honestly don't even know who you guys are.
Oh.
Apparently you don't keep up with pop culture.
Yeah.
You would be more consistent in calling us.
You know We've tried so many times.
You answer your phone. I can't help that you don't like the people
listening
to the radio station.
I've texted Dex 1,000 times saying, hey, man, we're going to call in. Hey, buddy.
People, you can text me. I don't text back for you.
Hey, I just couldn't squeeze you into our show. We had a lot of going on this week.
Okay. Whoa. Well, I'm just saying, for Buck and Baxter, we've tried. We've
Look
tried so many times.
We're so busy.
But
look at us.
Try a little harder to text other people. And you know what, Steven from Amberlin? You know, next time you want to come spend a month, maybe you should come over to the world famous Tex and Baxter show.
I've never heard of it. Sorry.
Let me name drop a little bit. Let's see. We talked to Chewbacca.
That's true.
Chewbacca.
That's not much of an interview. How was it working on the set?
We talked to the Turtle Man yesterday.
Who?
Turtle Man.
Wow.
Sorry,
good for you.
Hey, right now, this very second, we have UFC fighter Buddy Roberts sitting in the studio.
No way! See, that's cool.
All right, you're 1 for 3 so far.
And now we're talking to Steven from Red on the phone.
Yes. What a jerk. I don't believe it.
Man.
I really wanted you to be from August Burns Red, Steven.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Red.
Hey, are you guys going to be at the Jackson Sing tomorrow?
No.
What?
No, we got stuff.
Yeah, we don't really like them.
Are you serious?
Of course we'll be there.
Okay, I've never been to one, so me and Steven are both really, really excited.
I am.
You want to know who's sitting in between you and Dex?
Who?
Because Dex has 2 seats, and then there's an empty seat, and then there's your 2 seats.
Yeah.
Guess who's sitting in between you?
Gene Hackman.
No. That's been there.
I have no...
He's a fighter.
He's a John Bones Jones.
Andre Arlovsky.
Are you serious?
No. Yes. Right.
Who is that?
Just wait. Google him. Just Google him. Buddy, tell him who Andre Arlovsky is.
He's a former UFC champ.
I know. I'm totally joking. I'm sorry.
You don't know.
I do. Dude, I love... When he battled Hulk Hogan, that was my favorite WrestleMania I had ever seen. Back then, known as the Giant, but...
And Steve-O?
Yeah.
Make sure you talk to him about the mother country, Russia.
What? No.
You didn't even say I heard you from Russia.
So yeah, do that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
And then after that, Steve-O, you can be like, hey, pretty lady, would you look up in there? Say, hey, would you like to go drink some vodka?
Man.
I was tuning in this morning when you guys kicked off your show. Are you playing a show tonight, Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just doing an acoustic set of my side project.
Yeah, Lobo Theater, 7 o'clock, actually. It's Static Radio's first birthday.
Nice. That's cool. Right on.
1 year of mediocre radio.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. We made it. We made it a year. So, had some ups and downs, but we're still here?
Hey, Steven, are you going to be playing with Arms Wide Open or Higher tonight?
Yes. Well, I'm playing all the hits.
Perfect. I'm really hoping for My Sacrifice, actually. That's still my favorite.
He can be like, what if? What if?
Wow.
Is when Harold Camping predicted the rapture we were talking about. We were talking about going to the top of Sandia and just getting a ghetto blaster and blasting with Arms Wide Open, standing Jesus to come take
us. He would probably avoid you just for that.
We'll get to hang out at the Jackson.
Yes! I'm excited. We're bringing our wives. Is this smart?
Yeah, they know that you're bringing your wives?
Yeah, of course they do.
Okay. And you know what? Just one, they might not be sitting with you. I think you guys have 2 seats cage side.
Oh.
They might get blood on them. I'm sure that.
That's great.
They're so close to the octagon that blood splatters. So just be careful.
Okay, no way. That's great. I just got my tetanus shot, so I think I'm okay.
I think I'm okay.
But did you guys have to get tetanus shots before you
fight?
No.
Just
no,
say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah, that's for rust.
That's for rust. I don't know.
All right, well, let me step on a nail, right?
I don't know.
True.
I don't know.
Steve, I'll just go get your HPV shot. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Love you guys.
Oh, man. It's so funny that we're beating them in the race.
I love you, too. All right.
What? Oh, they're still on?
Yeah.
Bye. Okay.
Later. World famous Buck and Dex. With Baxter and Shannon. They have 17 people in the studio. It's hard to keep
always
up.
I know. It's like a Wu-Tang
so
band.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got a Locals Rule submission from our boy, Lucent. One of my favorite Locals Rule tracks that we're playing. Hey, if you are a local band and you would like to get your band on the air, check it out. MyStaticRadio.com. Submit it. Buck and Dex were just talking about your show tonight. Anchor and Braille, Micah Talks, Poema.
Yeah.
Tickets are $10 at the door. And yeah, it's going down this eve. This evening.
That's true.
It's going to be good, man. Coming right back. That'll loosen, I promised. Static.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip Heitzel.
On Static Radio. Got a band? Want some airplay? Submit now under the Locals Rule section at MyStaticRadio.com.
Lucent, Boom Bap, Static Radio, good morning, local submission. Speaking of local artists, Poema, one of my favorite locals around, band-wise, they're playing a show tonight.
And person-wise, they're pretty great.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
Like
Micah
girls.
Talks, Anchor and Braille, Poema tonight. Tickets are $10 at the door at the Lobo Theater. It's going to be pretty rad. It's going to be good. And also our new co-host for the morning show, who's starting on Monday, going to be here. When are you going to stop being a phone answerer and like decide to come to radio? You know how many people are like, you should have Mitch.
Well, then why don't you give me a job?
Oh, because you already have a real time.
I quit.
A real full time.
Fine, I'll go get my 2 weeks right now. I quit.
Yeah, sorry, we already hired somebody.
What the heck? Then why are you talking about
it? You know, you should really work here. I mean, there's no jobs available.
Yeah, there's none available now because we already hired a co-host. But yeah, so missed it by that much.
Just quit. So there's definitely
and you just quit. So now you don't have a job. Pray for Mitch. She needs a job because you just quit.
If you really think about it, two co-hosts have quit within the last 2.5 months. So, I mean, the odds are in your favor. If you just stick around for like another month, you'll probably...
I'll be running the station. That's my goal. I'm going to take your position.
That's funny. Don't tell the new co-hosts that.
Yeah, because they're not listening right now.
Right.
What am I getting myself
wait,
into?
Wait, what am I getting myself into? Oh,
I quit the movie business
wait
for this.
A minute.
Except in this little area, this little circle.
Yes,
there's a room that nobody wants.
This is true.
What?
And
the
so
room of
it's
death.
It's like the DADA in Harry Potter. Nobody wants that position.
What position?
This one right here.
What's wrong with it?
It's just a
it's a cursed room.
I don't believe in curses.
It's funny because I haven't seen Celeste in weeks, and that's the last time I saw her was in that room.
Dude, that is
that's
funny,
it.
But not because you're right.
Dun 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 dun.
Elmo's world. That's what it sounded like.
Elmo's world. Hello, everybody, it's Elmo.
I was trying to do that.
Yeah, no, that didn't sound like that. That sounded like Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sesame Street and haunting music, actually, it's funny that you did that. Here, hold on. We got
to
answer the phone.
I meant to do the
quick
segue. Oh, Static.
Good job. What are you guys talking about?
Are you serious? You don't know?
No internet. It's here.
Oh, so you just called.
You just called.
Right now, we were talking about baby names. Go.
Oh.
Not
no,
really.
No, I can't tell you.
Why?
What? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Baby names? I'm so confused.
All right, we're going to start.
Can I tell you what I was about to what I was about to talk about?
We're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A new documentary, actually, that just came out says the U.S. government tortured prisoners at Guantanamo Bay with loud heavy metal music, Britney Spears, and the Sesame Street theme song. How does that make you feel?
Sounds like hazing.
Yeah. But you know people die from hazing, like in Tallahassee and all those different places.
Yeah,
from
Florida. Good old Florida. Florida.
Just like Florida.
They have a whole...
But it sounds like they're trying to be better. I don't know.
No. New documentary called Songs of War says the U.S. military tortured prisoners in Guantanamo Bay by repeating the same song at 100 decibels for up to 2 hours at a time.
Wow.
That's about as loud as a chainsaw or a jackhammer, for those who don't know.
Yeah. That would make anybody
happy. Any song, though.
Who is this?
I know, right? I feel like we should know you.
I know.
You're talking to us like close personal friends.
Oh, sorry. I just assume like everyone knows me. I mean,
of course.
I'm coming from East Nashville, so.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you keep this a secret the whole time?
Yes, I did. This is my sister.
Hey.
This is Ruth. Ruth, meet Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hi,
nice
Ruth.
Ruth.
Hey, I just want to tell you that right now it is 69 degrees outside.
Nice.
Oh, sounds perfect.
Are you trying to say that because you want him to go back to Nashville because you don't want him to move here?
I am so excited. They're coming back.
Yep. How do you know they're coming back though? Because we've been in conversation this whole month, and it's looking pretty good. Albuquerque's on the map now.
I like how Steve was talking to his imaginary friend. Like, do you want to stay? And he's like, no, it's not because you're not talking to me. I'm not.
Yeah. No. Come on, Ruthie, just move to Albuquerque.
It's the land of entrapment.
Yeah, you'll never leave.
So that move would be easier than the move here because it snows here.
Yeah.
But they can snowboard here.
Yeah, but we can snowboard here. We have mountains and it's amazing. We have all four seasons, that's for sure.
In one day.
Yep.
See, when I moved to Nashville, I thought I had to get like snow tires and I went out and got snow boots and I was just so excited. And there was one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
It is sad. You put on a sweater just in hopes that it's cold outside.
Yeah,
come on! I spent $19.99 at Target for this.
I have a whole like hoodie collection. I couldn't live somewhere. Yeah, I love hoodies too much to live somewhere that's warm like that all the time.
I cranked out my air conditioning just so I could have a fire in the fireplace.
That's what you got to do. No, that's true. My mom used to do that as kids. We lived in Florida.
That's
amazing. And on
December 25th,
she would kick down the air and then start a fire.
No way!
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's awesome.
Old man.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Good morning. How awesome it is here. And, how do I get to the Brista parlor?
Oh, yeah. Just go... This isn't a big deal. Just gonna take Eastland down to Gallatin, take a left on Gallatin immediately at the Hula Hoop place, take a left.
Awesome.
It's a two-story adobe. It looks like straight out of Albuquerque.
Okay, awesome.
You just see a big blue side of a building.
What is happening right now?
I'm giving directions to everyone who would like to go to the Brista Parlor.
Okay.
In around the world, they should go to Nashville.
All right.
Turn it the Hula
Hoop
place.
Thanks, Ruth.
Gallatin.
Yeah, thanks. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Aww. She's the best.
She's the betterest.
How did I not meet cool family members when I was in Nashville hanging out with you?
I tried to avoid you and them getting contact.
Wow.
I want them to think that I have cool friends. I have an image to uphold.
Wow. Static.
It's Celeste.
Hey, Celeste!
I just wanted to know that I'm still here.
No, she's calling for you. Look at you. Must be nice.
We're excited.
What?
We're excited. We're excited you're calling in.
Speaking of calling in, I got to go to my real job. Bye.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock. Get out of here.
No, you guys were like, oh, I haven't seen Celeste in so long. I was like, I'm right here. But you took forever to answer the phone.
Oh. Yeah, we were on the phone.
We were on the phone with Steven's sister.
I would like to request that I have my own line. That way you know when I'm calling.
Wow. Yeah. I would like to request you actually come into work sometime. Therefore, we can give
right
you.
Now. Would you chill out?
Are you really
where
here?
Are you?
Where are you calling us from?
I am on my headset in my vehicle.
Is that working?
That's not considered work. I'm pretty sure that's not called working.
I'm parking.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I just want to let you know I'm still alive. I'll see you later.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay. And if you'd like to continue the random phone call morning we're having right now, 505-338-3700.
We will go on a 30-second rant with whatever topic you give us.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
We are the most opinionated.
Opinionated. And if anybody can stump us, we'll give them a pair of tickets to the birthday bash.
Well, you know, they could stump us. There's a lot of topics. I don't think that's too hard.
Oh, man. The birthday bash going down tonight. Static Radio's turning 1 year old. And to celebrate, we're eating some cake tonight. We'll also have performances from Micah Talks, Poema, Anchor and Braille. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, you can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. We got a culture shock from Cage the Elephant coming up, but to get you there, it's Love and Death. The song's called Chemicals. Static. Good morning.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Well, good morning. 8:10 now on your Fridays. Steve-O and Stephen Christian hanging out. And to my left. You're just going to sing the Bee Gees?
Might as well.
To my left, coming to you from the guide. He just flew in, and boy, are his arms tired.
I feel like you should have come up with something better than that. Something like his wings. Boy, are his superhero wings tired.
Superhero wings? What am I, a fairy?
Yo, from the guide. Welcome.
Archangel? Okay, ever heard of him?
Yeah, I have.
Archangel? Yeah, but... You know, they just killed him in the comics.
Oh,
sorry. Man. Sorry if you're not caught up on X-Force.
Spoiler alert.
But they brought him back the very same issue, so that wasn't,
what?
Totally
double
lame.
Spoiler alert.
That was lame, dude. Come on. You don't kill a character just to have him return at the end of the same issue.
That's how'd they make him return?
They're like, figuring they didn't want to make people wait.
No, it was like, we wrote ourselves into a corner and we've got to kill him. So they killed him and now he's back, but he doesn't have any of the memories of before.
Oh, good.
I love the amnesia.
Yeah.
Always solves
everything. That's because he was reborn. It's like a different person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I totally understand where the writers are coming from in that one. Dang it.
Yeah.
We can't do this. What if he had amnesia? That solves all of our problems.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank goodness.
Yep.
Crazy.
Or you just reboot the whole universe like DC.
Yeah. Give everybody amnesia.
Yep.
Is Gambit still alive?
Yeah, he's cool.
Gambit.
He's around.
I'm just checking out all my childhood
heroes. X-Men Legacy. He's still around. Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Who else?
That's Nightcrawler. Oh, are you serious?
Oh.
What?
You haven't heard?
I still get like teary-eyed thinking about that.
What happened?
And it's one that they say is a forever, like they will not bring him back.
It's like a Gwen Stacy.
It was the coolest. He died saving Rogue. And it was the saddest, and Wolverine went nuts because it's the blue elf, and it was
pretty epic.
It was outstanding because he's a Christian, quote unquote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
One of the few in the comic books.
And that is why Marvel has said, we're not bringing him back. According to Kurt Wagner's belief, when you die, he went to be with God. He went to heaven. And because of that, they want to leave him that way. And so
I think it's kind of cool that they'd be willing to respect.
They respected
that
they respected that as this comic character. And so, but I'll tell you what, man, it was
Who killed him?
I'm trying to remember what he came back as. His name, not Cypher. I can't remember. Cameron Hodge? No, not Cameron Hodge. One of the old '90s X-Men bad guys who returned. Bastion. Bastion.
Oh, that's right.
Bastion. It was during Second Coming. I'm a nerd. He died protecting Hope Summers, the new little Messiah girl and Rogue. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's sad, man.
It was sad.
Because if I had a superpower, I think that would be top three.
The whole next issue after that of the X-Men was almost no words. I think there was three sentences the whole book, and it was all of the X-Men coming to terms with the fact that Nightcrawler, one of the biggest characters, was dead.
It was brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Finally,
sorry, man.
A book that you can read.
Hey. Because there was only three sentences.
This isn't going to take me the usual 5 hours. This is awesome. I love all the pretty pictures.
So comic books and movies and awesomeness, that is what Yo does. You review for the guide, gameandmovieguide.com, and movies, video games, comic books, all of the reviews.
Crazy movie coming out today, Snow White and the Huntsman.
That's
releases
right.
Today. Second Snow White movie to come out this year. Disney was actually developing a version of their own for Snow White, and they decided, two is enough. We're not going to do it. It's way on the back shelf now. We probably won't see it for several years.
Yeah.
Mirror Mirror, which came out earlier this year, was the Princess Bride version of the Snow White story. It was kind of just light and funny and really enjoyable. And then Snow White and the Huntsman, if Tolkien were to have a nightmare about Snow White, this is what it would look like.
Wow.
It is a dark and twisted tale on take on Snow White, and they try to be like a Tolkien-esque like epic.
Yeah,
they try really hard,
right?
And sometimes they get close. Sometimes it's you're just trying too hard. It's just you're not Tolkien.
Yeah,
don't bother trying.
Yeah,
just let it go. You can't be Tolkien. They have like some scenes where people speak with these great flowery words and an
is epic this music
speech.
In the background?
Almost.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best parts of the film is James Newton Howard does the score, and the score is brilliant. And the visual aesthetics of the film are amazing. I mean, it's a really impressive film to look at. Story-wise, not quite so much. They introduce a lot of elements just because it's supposed to be there.
Right.
It doesn't have like any organic integration into what's happening.
Like the Hobbits? Well, dwarves? Seven dwarves?
That person's going to need to know how to use a knife later, so let's teach them now. And so like for no reason, like, I'm going to teach you how to use a knife. Okay, but all right. And then that's the scene.
Right.
Like it has no connection with anything. But then later on, it's like, oh,
so that's why.
That's why they know how to use them. You know,
So
it's the storytelling's a little choppy. And some of my biggest problem is they introduce a lot of themes and ideas, and they don't go anywhere with them. Like, for instance, at the beginning, Snow White says the Lord's Prayer.
Cool.
Which caught my attention. It's like, well, that's very intriguing. And part of the reason that they do that, I think, I can't speak on behalf of the filmmakers, but part of the reason I think they do that is they're trying to demonstrate that Snow White is fairer than the evil queen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And part of being fair, pure, more righteous is the fact that, you know, she's saying the Lord's Prayer.
She believes in God.
Not necessarily believes in God, but she says the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
All right?
And she says the words.
Yeah, it's a representation. You know, when someone says the Lord's Prayer, the automatic thought is like, wow, they're holy.
Yeah.
Know? All right? That's just kind of the cliche. So they use that, right? I'm like, oh, that's very intriguing. That's an interesting way to set up her being fairer than the queen. But it's never referenced ever again throughout the rest of the movie. So I was like, why did you even throw that in there if it's not... You use it to show that she's fairer than the queen, but when the ultimate battle comes at the end, no reference to it. No,
right.
It has nothing to do with anything. And so it feels like a wasted moment. And that's the biggest problem with the movie. It's not bold enough to truly go into some unique, daring areas with this story. It tries to. It introduces some very twisted and dark ideas, and you're like, wow, that's going to be pretty intense. But then they never really go there, and the story ends up being pretty predictable, pretty standard, paint by numbers.
Okay.
And you know what's going to happen. So it could have been a really unique, original, and bold take on Snow White, but instead it just kind of does the usual thing for a epic medieval Tolkien-esque saga.
Right.
So, and by the way, just because it says Snow White, not family friendly.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of people that go, Snow White, it's family. You're probably not going to want to take the younger kids.
Okay, cool.
Because they will be forever traumatized. Because it is not that kind of fairy tale.
But the movie was called Red Riding Hood. And I went, no?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
No. This is not the family film to go see this weekend. It's a very dark take on Snow White. So
all right.
Families may want to skip that one until you preview it. I mean, if you got older kids, they might. It's got some interesting themes to discuss.
Cool.
But yeah, so we've got the full review. We go into all that in more detail, gameandmovieguide.com.
All right.
And then the other big news.
Yeah, other big news. About. Yeah, absolutely. Finally, DC has announced, we talked about it a little bit. Marvel and DC have both made bold moves right now in media, in politics especially, same-sex marriage. And Marvel has announced that one of their X-Men, North Star, is marrying his boyfriend.
Married. They're on their honeymoon.
Kyle. Yeah. Which is still the dumbest superhero name of all time.
Kyle!
He needs to get a name, bro. But I guess, you know, anyways. And DC came out yesterday, actually, and announced that Earth 2 Green Lantern, Alan Scott, who was the original Green Lantern before Hal Jordan, before all of that, different Green Lantern, magical Green Lantern with
different
the
power set.
Giant purple cape. And the fluffy hair is actually who they had been teasing as their homosexual character.
Yeah, so that's actually going to happen next week in Earth 2 issue number 2.
Earth 2-2. They are announcing. There's so many things I want to say right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting move by DC. And, like, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people are expecting probably, like, outrage and whatnot. you know, like, I feel pretty indifferent about it.
Right.
Not that I'm condoning it. I'm not even okay with it. But my reaction is pretty indifferent. Like, why would we ever be surprised at the world acting like the world?
Yeah.
You know, of course they would do something like that. But the thing that bugs me about it, and actually I think would bug
most people,
homosexuals themselves, is the reason that DC is doing this.
Right.
You know, because they talked about how, well, you know, the president recently had a change in policy and he didn't formally, you know, endorse same-sex marriage, but now he is. And, well, we're just kind of doing the same thing. It's kind of just like a policy shift and we're just kind of following. And when you look at part of the reason that the president did that so he could raise some money to get reelected.
Exactly.
Part of the reason DC is doing this is simply to make some money.
So yeah.
It's kind of like exploiting
I don't see it. I don't see that as a money-making tactic in the fact that, like, if the stereotypical 12-year-old boy
right.
is not going to be like, oh, this is awesome.
But
they already have the stereotypical 12-year-old boy's money. I believe this is going to reach out to a different audience because twice in the last 3 years, DC has won the Outstanding Comic Award from GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, for stories featuring the character. They've become the most prominent supporter of homosexuality, and because of that, they've been getting that quote-unquote dollar, if you will.
But that's not a...
But on the flip side,
so you're telling me like a homosexual 35-year-old male is going to be like, I should probably start.
I'm totally going to support this because
think about it this way: 12-year-olds are not the main audience for comic books anymore.
Oh.
That's a misconception.
What is the who?
It's kind of sad. Yeah,
college
age is the biggest market for comic books right now. Now think about that. If college age is your main market, of course they're going to be interested in this because they're, you know, the
ones on audience, the street corner.
Well, they're the ones that are looking for being
something
politically correct.
Right.
You know, they're progressive. You know, however you want to describe it.
Right.
They're the ones that are moving forward in a modern contemporary society and very accepting and all those types of things. So, of course, that's going to fly pretty well with that crowd.
Fly. Get it?
Superheroes.
Fly well.
Fly well.
So... Yeah, it's not it's not for kids anymore.
Yeah.
Part of the misconception. It's like, oh, comic books, why would they do that for kids? It's not for kids. They're not the main audience. Now, do they read them? Sure, but that's not the bulk of it. It's just like with video games. People are like, well, how could you ever have an M-rated game for kids? You know what the average age of video gamers today is?
I heard 32. 37.
Oh.
My age.
Wow.
Exactly.
37 is the average?
Yeah,
I'm not saying you're 37.
I'm the median. I'm in the middle.
That's crazy.
The average. All right, and that makes it an entirely different market than the usual cliche of like, oh, it's just some teenager in their basement.
Because when we were kids, we couldn't afford it, and so now it's just like,
bingo. Now we can.
Well, literally, like,
well, yeah,
well, I've got money, and as a kid, I could never.
Truth.
People were getting like Segas, and I was just, you know, going to Goodwill and getting my Nintendo.
Right.
So now it's just kind of like, oh, PS.
Oh, cool! I can afford this.
Excited when I could get a T-shirt with Mario on it. That's how close I got to a video.
Look
at Mario on my T-shirt. It's almost like a video game. I can jump.
Yeah, dude. And you're right, though. I think that's why Transformers is so popular now. That's why Thundercats has made a return. Why G.I. Joe, all of these things have made a return because our generation are now the people making the decisions and saying, when I was a kid,
Voltron was awesome. Yeah.
Because every time I walk down the aisle, I'm like, well, I'm still not that old because look at all this.
Yeah.
Everything I had as a kid right here hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It's true.
There it is. If you're just joining us, DC has announced that Green Lantern, the original Green Lantern, Alan Scott of Earth 2 will be coming out this next issue,
this coming week. We'll have a review of that issue at The Guide, and we'll even have some commentary
at
The Guide.
James Robinson, the writer, who is one of my favorites, he is the writer of Starman, one of my favorite stories of all time, one of my favorite characters, Jack Knight. I'm a fan, so I love James Robinson, but what I don't love is this. Of the whole story, what just irks me about it is when he was talking about the Green Lantern or about the Green Lantern now being gay, this is what he said. He said he's going to be the leader of his team. This is a dynamic hero. He'll do anything to save people. The bravest man on the planet. So why not just make him gay? I mean, that's what he said. That's it in quote. And it's like, if that's the motivation, if there's not a deeper, it's just like a, well, his son, remember his son Obsidian? His son was gay, and they killed him off, and so now we need a different representative from his storyline, and so let's just make him gay since we wrote out his son.
That's why I would think that people who care about this issue would probably be a little insulted about the motivations for why they're doing this.
Well,
it's not really about the issue, let's say. DC is doing it for press and money.
Right.
And they're exploiting that issue, and if it was an issue that you're very concerned about, I would feel a little insulted about it.
Well, yeah, and I think, I mean, honestly, I think back to the 90s when it was, I mean, this is always going to be a hot button, this is always going to be a big issue, but you think back to shows like Friends, you know what I mean? And it was like, whether it was homosexuality or like racism, so all the next episode it was like, okay, we have to prominently feature an African-American in this episode of Friends on Fox because we want to raise awareness about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, hey, let's make sure that we plug this and have this character, and it's like, well, if that's the motivation, I don't know.
I just think it's funny that, like you said off air, yo, that you hear it as an alternate freaky universe, like
right?
It's not even the main universe.
So
they're not even. That's like, we're gonna do it really prominent in another universe.
Just in case it doesn't take.
Yeah. For those that are not comic nerds like us, the DC Comics has the main. I just lumped you in there.
No,
whatever. Yeah. How's Gambit? Oh, Nightcrawler's dead.
Nightcrawler's
dead.
Yeah, 12 years old.
So whatever. So DC Comics has their main universe. This is it, and everything's in one solid universe right now. Well, last month they started a new comic book called Earth 2, and it's a totally different universe, separate from everything else.
You can tell because they all have different
costumes.
It's like in Star Trek, you could tell they're an alternate universe because everybody had a goatee.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you knew that they were all in a different universe.
Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman died in
they
the first issue. So now we need new heroes in this different universe.
Wow, spoiler alert.
So it was like, whatever. So this is an alternate universe, completely separate, and you're right. So they're not really being that bold because it's a different universe. It doesn't mean anything. And so
at least not for the main
DCU continuity.
They're
like, the real Green Lantern, he still loves Carol Ferris. He's totally straight. Yeah, no, totally cool.
Yeah.
No, Alan Scott, that's a different universe. It's cool.
John Stewart, he's still the ultimate Marine.
No, all the other Green Lanterns are totally cool. Yeah. No, this guy, though, different universe. It's cool.
Alternate universe. Again, it makes me kind of think, like, well, if you really wanted to be bold and care about the issue.
Right.
Go for it.
Then be bold.
Yeah. Don't put it in this alternate universe, and if it doesn't work out,
it's just an alternate universe.
If it doesn't succeed, well, that doesn't really matter, because Earth 2 can always go away.
Yeah.
As before, on multiple occasions.
Truth. Wow. Static.
Hey. So you guys are talking about, like, the gay superheroes and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to me, that's kind of like one of those things. You guys were saying it could be because, they want to promote their like, comic books and stuff like that to the gays and stuff.
Right.
But to be honest with you, I'm never going to buy those comic books because I don't want to read about a gay superhero. Like, if he's gay, then he's not a superhero. He's, like, a super gay dude.
But his costume would be fabulous.
Oh yeah, of course. But that's retarded. Like, he needs to be a manly superhero, not.
But
like,
why? I mean, that's a whole other issue right there. Because you're right. But why is it? Because we grew up with like Superman being like the you know Boy Scout you know superhero. This is what they have to be, and maybe they're trying to break that mold and say, no, we can all be heroes. I don't know.
I think they. Already,
I don't know.
They already broke that mold.
I think that's honestly stupid. Like, who? I mean, like, okay, so there are girl superheroes too,
right?
But that doesn't mean he can be gay, because if he's gay, then he's going to try to be more like a girl, and if it's a girl superhero, she's going to try to be like a girl superhero, not gay. Thanks for the call, man.
Does that mean Batwoman is trying to be more like a man?
Because Batwoman in DC Universe is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
In the main continuity.
Right. I don't follow that whole logic of like, well, if you're gay, you got to act more like a girl, so you're gonna
Well, even the point, if you're gay, you can't really be super.
That was like overly stereotypical.
Like, what? How does that prevent someone from actually being heroic?
Right. Exactly. No, I know.
I don't think it does.
I know
it doesn't.
However,
it doesn't.
However, when it, I think what maybe they're trying to hit on is, you know, superheroes traditionally, not so much in the last decade or so, have stood for what's moral and what's right.
Right.
We've lost the definitions of those things. We don't know what right is because we define right.
Right.
We don't know what moral is because we define moral. So, in the past, it would have been difficult for someone to be a gay superhero because, according to a standard of rightness set by the Bible, which comes from outside of ourselves, that is not right. So how can you have someone stand for what's right when they're doing something that's wrong?
Yeah, Paul Gallegos out in Houston said, so is DC saying that alternate lifestyles only belong in alternate universes?
Ooh, interesting. But no, because we, as we pointed out, Batwoman is in the main continuity.
Right, right. But it's Batwoman. I mean, let's be honest. Outside of Batman and Robin, does anybody care about anybody else in the Bat universe?
It's one of the most critically acclaimed Bat books, actually.
No comment.
Just saying.
No comment. Oh,
we'll talk
man.
A lot more about this next
we
week.
We will.
And, with the guy.
Lots to discuss.
GameAndMovieGuide.com.
That's right.
We'll have some commentary and get into this issue further because it is an interesting one. And it's
it
one
really
that
is.
We need to discuss intelligently, especially for those of us who hold a biblical worldview. But that's not the only thing that's happening next week because we also got E3 going on next
yep.
week. So there's going to be major announcements coming out of that all week long, which we'll cover for you, including details on the just announced Star Wars 1313.
Yes.
What's that? Tune in next week to find out.
That's right.
And also, next weekend is ACE, Albuquerque Comic Expo.
That's right. Going on, I saw Spider-Man on the corner of the street here in town with a sign that said needed tickets to ACE.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. It was interesting.
So, we'll have some coverage of that as well. So, there's a lot going on. And then Prometheus comes out next week. Small.
Which
small,
I will be in Denver
tiny,
seeing that on IMAX.
Small tiny movie coming out next week.
Yeah. But, yeah. We got a lot to talk about. GameAndMovieGuide.com. And, yo, as always, thanks, man, for... Hey,
happy review. And you'll happy to know I put up the Ghost Recon review for you, Steven.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah. I know you were curious about that.
So I am. That.
And that you don't read, so we've made the video version for you to watch.
Nice.
Good one.
Thanks,
I told
yo.
Him the written review Thanks, was yo. Up, and he's like, no, I'll wait for the video. You did. Am I wrong?
I didn't say anything.
All right.
POD, Lost in Forever, Static Radio. POD.
Yeah.
Song called Lost in Forever.
I like that song.
I do, too.
You know?
I'm a fan. I'm hoping they make their way through Albuquerque. Had a chance to talk to Sonny last week for the Static 500, actually. And one of my favorite interviews we did the whole time for the Static 500. So
that's great.
Good stuff. Good morning, cool. Steve-O and Steven in studio. And man, it's Friday, so it's
good
always
morning.
Packed.
How you doing?
It's packed. Dave Martinez to my left. Hey, buddy.
Oh, no, it was Steve-O.
No.
Not this time.
No, not this time. Dave Martinez from Addictive Inc., but more importantly, from our street team.
Yes.
However, thank you, Addictive Inc., and thank you for helping with the Static 500 last week. That was absolutely incredible.
Oh, man.
So.
That's incredible.
I know Duncan is stoked.
Is he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's already called the show once.
Oh, okay. We haven't heard from him yet. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I was wondering about that.
We'll have to get you his information.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, are they going to give him mine?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
going on here?
So there it is. And yeah. Last week, crazy. I can't believe it's already been a week.
That is crazy.
So, still trying to catch up on sleep. In fact, tonight, our big giant birthday party. Static Radio's first birthday.
That's tonight. Yes.
Cake for free. We're going to be rocking some cake. And then we've got Anchor and Braille, Micah Talks, yep. and Poema playing tonight.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. So.
That's at Lobo?
Yeah, it's at the Lobo Theater tonight, 7 o'clock.
I keep forgetting.
You're the head of our street team. Yeah.
I was just going to say that. I keep forgetting that I'm the head of the street
yeah,
team and
yeah.
that
we
should
need
be
volunteers.
At events. Yes,
yeah.
we'll be there.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. last week I did send Steve a text of like, hey, tell me all the events. Like,
yeah.
like, I keep forgetting where the
yeah, we got tons.
Like, should be at these events too so that we're...
Yeah, know, man.
So the street team.
There you go.
Ugh.
Yeah, we've got the birthday party this evening. Tickets are $10 at the door at the Lobo Theater. Doors open at 6:30, so get there early. And also, next Friday is our Battle of the Bands. So that's nice. Going to be huge. All the details for both events at mystaticradio.com. But yeah. Yeah, man.
Are you going to still be here, Steven, for next week?
No, I will not. I take off Man, right away.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
You ready to leave here?
No, one. It's not that I don't like Albuquerque. There's something about sleeping in your own bed.
Agreed.
Oh, yes. You know, like, vampires have to, like, have, you know, they have to sleep in their own city, you know, yeah. the dirt and all that stuff, you know.
There's something to that?
Seriously, all I need is, like, 2 days at home. Because, like, touring life does that. After, like, a month, all I need is just 2 days, and then I'm just... All right, let's go.
See, I feel like if I would go home after a month out, I wouldn't want to leave again. Just be like, oh, but
no. Yeah, it well, is. You but you know that you have to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? It's a different kind of thing. I think you, like, I guess the Lord makes people certain ways so that
that's
they
true.
Can handle certain things.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, like, if you're called to a certain something.
That's true.
You know, because I...
That's there, true.
You know, even in what I do, I've traveled a lot, and so it's like...
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah you, conventions. And
yeah, you get used to that whole. I mean, there was 1 year where I was gone 36 weeks out of the year. So it was like, you know,
nope, I couldn't do it
in Europe for 3 years. And
I'm a homebody.
I'm different now. Like I would do it. I would totally wouldn't do it the same way at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, during that time, you know, people would be like, "Man, you're gone for 5 days, back for two, gone for five, back for two." I mean, and I did that constantly for
what
like 10
you,
years.
What were you running from, Dave? Here, let's talk about... I'm just kidding.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it turns out I was running from the Lord.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
You know, and so there is truth to that. But,
yeah.
But I don't, you know, like guys like Steven that are in the Lord, I think that they're doing it. The Lord's called them to something
different. Yeah, man. Different. He's the feet.
And so it's different.
I like that. The feet of the body.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Is it because you grew up a huge Audio Adrenaline fan? Want to show me your hands?
I've not heard
Steven
that.
Is the Feet. You haven't heard that song?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm going to make you listen to it.
I like that you know Audio Adrenaline and you swear you don't know Steven Curtis Chapman.
I don't. Audio Adrenaline, that song played on M88 back in the day. That's right. The only reason
cool.
I know it.
No, cool.
It's the only reason I know it.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, did I mention today is the final day of Steven as my co-host?
Yeah, that's sad.
Praise be the Lord.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You saying that, I see tears running down your face.
Tears of joy. Just go.
Seriously, can I? I'm really tired.
Did I walk in on something? I need to.
Dude.
No, it's fine.
It's been building up for a month.
Oh,
so
man. Oh, man.
Each day.
Yep.
I feel like I'm in an alternate universe.
Dude, so let's talk about the street team. Obviously, you guys doing things. Tonight. But how can somebody get involved? If they're listening, they're like, dude, I've been wanting to plug in. I've been wanting to get out. I've been wanting to get into the community. I've been wanting to do some things. That's what the street team's all about. So how can somebody get plugged into that, man?
Well, I know that I've noticed that there's now it's easier to get in touch with us. There's
good.
On the front of Static Facebook, there's a link that people
cool.
can just click on and then email us and we'll get back to you.
Right on.
So We've got a couple of small things that we've been doing, you know,
okay.
helping out some couple of different people doing some stuff, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, we just it's slowly building, but the Lord does it the way He wants to, and thankfully He does it that way because there's you know there's so many other things in everybody's lives that you know I think if like even though we put this on our heart. If this happened, like if mass amounts of people were needing stuff, which they do, so it is odd that we're not getting tons of people.
Yeah.
You know, hey, come help us with this. Come help us with that. He hasn't quite yet built a huge team to take care of stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think the Lord's been considerate in not giving us a lot of things to do just yet. So, but there's little things. I mean, we've been helping out. Little bit here and there, nothing major, but we've been helping out a few friends, you know, in need.
Yeah.
You know, disabled people or somewhat helping out a good friend of ours moved a thrift store for that funds orphanages.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there's just little things here and there.
Cool.
That's not little.
I know, right?
You know, and I like what you said a couple weeks ago as far as like if you want to be involved. You know, like, you know, get a hold of you. But also, if you're in need, if you're one of those people that really, you know, you need your lawn mowed, there's, you know, you can't do it yourself. You need, I know, I mean, there's tons of, like, elderly people that can't move, like, their furniture.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, I need this refrigerator taken out. Hey, we're replacing this. I need some help. Like, so feel free to give you a call and get a hold of you for that stuff as well.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes people are afraid to, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to bother. But, man, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Like, bother us.
Bother them.
You know, like, don't feel like you're bothering, just call us or just email
us. That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, you can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. It's on the main page right there. You'll see the street team logo and click on that, and there it is. So, yeah, if you want to help out or if you are in need, please contact us, mystaticradio.com. Thanks, man, as always, for hanging out. And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm honored, and I...
Oh, dude,
thank
no.
Thank you so much, man.
You guys do a lot, so I... Yeah. I know it's you say, you know, it's a little, but it's really, those things are huge. You know what I mean? I think if everybody had that mindset, like, man, I wish I could do more. I wish I could do more and continue to do the things that you guys are actually doing. I don't know. Maybe things would actually get done. I think a lot of times people feel like, yeah, but I got to preach. I got to go. If it's not like a huge, massive 10,000 person event, then it's not the Lord's work. And it's like, no, dude, God uses, I don't care if you're walking somebody across the street, you know, like you're showing the love of Christ, you know, like,
right, right. And that should be a, you know, moment to moment thing. And everybody's life anyway that is a believer of Christ.
Yeah.
You should be open to be doing that. Switching gears on a dime if the Lord asks you to, you know?
Yeah, man.
I think it's a good thing to always feel like you could do more, and there's I mean, I guess. I don't know. that's just natural for me. I'm like, oh, I'm not doing enough.
That's good, man.
Even
keep it up.
Even when I know that, I don't know.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's
MyStaticRadio.com for all the details on the street team. And coming right back, actually, Thebes in studio. Trekked it from California out for the big birthday bash, which is going down tonight. Static Radio's first birthday party this evening, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30, so get there early. Tickets are $10 at the door. There's going to be birthday cake. And, you know, Micah Talks, Anchor in Braille, Poema. In fact, Micah Talks got one of my favorite tracks from him on the way back. That's next, Static Radio. Micah Talks, song called Please, right here on Static Radio. Micah going to be here this evening, actually, part of the birthday bash, along with Poema and your band, Anchor in Braille there, Steven.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. Pretty good. Tickets are $10 at the door. And speaking of the birthday bash, an amazing family in studio. The Thebeses. Get over here, Thebes.
Wow.
From the CA. You drove all the way out here for the birthday bash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in last night around 7:30-ish, 9-ish, 10-ish.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah. And you guys are staying at a really crunchy hotel.
Did you say crunchy?
Did you bring a black light?
No.
Yeah, don't.
Fortunately, don't. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I left that at home. Because you know I travel with that all the time.
You're right. But this time you're just...
Black light all the time. Okay.
We're good. So, but yeah, man, you've been a part of... Then M88, now Static, for a really long time. We've talked about this before, but how did you even discover the station?
Well, I went to, this has been kind of a drawn out story, but real quick, I went to Oklahoma for a year and a half. I'd been in California for 5 and then went to Oklahoma, and they had this great station there. And went back to California. And they had nothing like that station.
Yeah.
So I looked online to find something, and then came across M88.
Yeah.
This has been after a few years after I'd been back in California. And what happened was after I listened to M88, I was like, man, this is it.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened to anything else. I mean, other than being in the car or something.
Right, right.
And I kept bugging you guys about getting
an app,
yeah. And
we did it.
Finally did it.
Yeah.
And then we got rid of our iPhones. So.
So you bugged us to get an app, and then you got rid of your iPhone.
Yeah.
And so now, nicely exactly. done. So trekking it, not as far, though. Last time you were in Albuquerque, you trekked it from California to Buffalo.
Yeah.
What was that like, man?
I'm still married.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the true test.
Yeah. No kidding.
And we're all still alive.
So. Yeah. Dude, incredible. So birthday party tonight, cake, and some awesome bands. Micah Talks, Paloma, Anchor and Braille.
Yeah, and thanks for throwing the party for my wife, whose birthday is today.
I know. Hey, happy birthday. Birthday. It's amazing. So, yeah.
Maybe yeah, she's 22.
Beautiful. 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 Been married since you guys were one and a half.
We've been married almost 9 years. So
that's awesome.
Is that legal?
Cradle
Robbery? Well, it is California. They do some weird stuff out there. So,
yeah.
Oh man, amazing! Here, let's see who. Static.
Hey, is that Steve's?
Yeah.
Is this Yoshi?
Steve's. It's Yoshi.
Yes, dude.
My
favorite. We're almost complete.
Dude, for real. Yosh, are you coming to the birthday party tonight?
I want to, really.
Well, you should.
And my original plans were yes.
Okay.
And so you might see me there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yoshi, that would be, oh man, that would make my vacation complete.
The universe would implode, I think, if you two actually ever met. So,
are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Heck yeah.
So you're going to be there now, right?
I hope so.
Okay. That would be excellent.
I don't want anyone to die, though.
Yeah, that's true.
If people
I'm
die
not Creepy Caleb.
Yeah.
I'm not
present.
Creepy Caleb, so.
Yeah.
No. Oh, but if Creepy Caleb was there, then.
If he ends up being there, I'll protect you.
There you go.
But it's like me and him are one.
Or we can bring the Green Hornet down.
Yeah.
And then it'll protect the implosion. Because of that weird
Green Lantern or Green Hornet?
Harbor.
Green Lantern. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Yoshi. I'll be quiet now.
You go, Yosh. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I hope. Because if I go there and everything implodes, people will die. And then there won't be a party because everyone will be dead. And then Caleb will have to hide all the bodies.
But he would be dead too, wouldn't he, if everybody died?
No, he'd be hiding in the Green Hornet.
Okay.
And the Green Hornet has that weird clean cane armor.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, I saw the movie and then he tried hitting it with a golf club and the golf club bent. And so that's like some pretty sturdy stuff.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore, Yoshi.
No, you saw the movie Green Hornet, right?
Oh, sadly. It was awful.
Yeah. I know, that was one of the worst movies.
I wish I could erase that from my memory.
Yeah, but I remember the one scene where they were making the cars, and he talked about the armor for the car, and they hit it with a golf club, and as soon as he hit it with the golf club bent back, and there were no dents on the car. And tried hitting the glass like 50 times, and nothing happened. So if he hit in that car, everyone would be okay.
Please come to the birthday party tonight.
I'll try. I promise. I will do my best.
Okay. All right,
bye.
All right,
Yoshi.
See you, Yoshi.
All right. All right. Okay, bye.
Oh, Yoshi.
Yes.
Yep. There he is.
Man.
Yeah. So, dude, amazing. And I actually got an email from a listener who supported during the Static 500 who gave at least $50 and his tickets wanted to know, will call for tonight, you know, hey, what's the deal? He's actually not going to be able to make it, he said. So we got another pair of tickets that are going to be available at the door. However, if you're listening and you are on Will Call, yes, there's going to be two separate lines. One for the Will Call for everybody who donated to the Static 500 more than $50 and said, yes, I want the pair of tickets.
Is that like four people?
Dude, we did pretty good. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Come on. It's like we had 305 people donate to the Static 500, which was cool. But right. I don't know how many of those donated $50 or more.
That are going to be there tonight.
Oh, that are going to be, yeah. I have no clue.
Okay.
I have no clue. But I do know that we have plenty of tickets available for the birthday bash tonight. We're going to be eating some cake together. It's really more a shindig, like a hangout, a barbecue, and just really chill evening. Micah Talks is going to be playing. Poema is going to be playing. My dear friend Steven over here, you're going to be closing out the evening with music.
I will.
And wonderfulness.
It'll be awesome.
It'll be your last hurrah. This is it. Your final.
Alfido Zane to the Albuquerqueans.
Yeah.
Or what's goodbye?
Asta?
Hasta la vista.
I don't know if that's really New Mexican.
Okay, I don't know.
That's more like, how do you say goodbye in Spanish? Adios.
Adios.
You would think.
Oh, jeez. You should know this.
That was the easiest one. It was the easiest one. So, anyways, yeah. So, we'll be saying adios to you this evening. But, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
How did we not remember adios?
I have no idea.
Where are we right now?
It's been a long month, let's be honest. So, June is here. It's a new beginning and birthday party tonight to celebrate. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you really driving back?
Yes. Yeah. I'm driving back.
You're driving back.
Yeah.
You're tonight. Yeah. Are you leaving tonight?
No. Okay. No, I'll tomorrow.
Okay. What time tomorrow if people want to follow you home?
If you want to follow me home,
yeah.
My address is 2116.
Dude, why do you Wyoming give things away? Stop it.
Boulevard. Meet me at the Whole Foods tomorrow.
You
8:30 a.m.
Oh man.
Whatever. It's not like I gotta sit in the same car with them.
That's true.
They
That's
just
true.
Follow me.
Yeah, they're gonna follow you to Nashville where you live.
Oh, good luck.
Wow.
I drive fast.
No, you do not. You are the slowest driver I have ever met in my entire life.
I'm the safest driver.
You really are. You go the speed limit, tops.
What's wrong with that?
What is wrong with that? See what I'm saying?
It's when,
wait. If I'm in the car by myself.
Breaking the speed limit? You're breaking the
law? No, he's not.
I don't break the speed limit.
Hold on. Yeah. Here's what I'm saying. We were going to the Jemez, and, you know, we were driving the speed limit, trying to get up to the mountains, and you go like 10 below the speed limit. So cars kept coming in between us, and they're like passing you, and I'm like, dude, man, we had to pull over like 7 times so that you could catch up.
Listen, obviously you see what car I'm driving. I'm driving my Lamborghini, so it's not like I don't have the power. It's that I'm trying to like keep it in mint condition. No, if I was by myself in the car, that's one thing.
Okay. This is true. Driving you know with a family changes things, and that's true.
You know, not for you, apparently. I gotta get there. I got 2 kids and a pregnant wife. Let's go. No, serious. This is awesome. Let's take this baby to Full Tilt. Woo.
Doing a 4-cylinder.
Why is that guy driving the speed limit behind me? That's crazy. No,
I'm just saying.
No. My wife's just pregnant. No big deal.
Oh, static.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
Yo, Stefan, PH, man. Another way to say bye is hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
And
Araco.
Araco.
I wonder if we should, kill him, because he's probably teaching us all the words.
Yeah.
This is you know what, dude? You've been super cool, man. It's just good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're going to be hard to top, so whoever's next is going to have their work cut out for them, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah. See, that's big coming from Pool Boy from Cruces.
True story. Yeah. And sad. Okay.
Yeah, Steven, God bless you and all your endeavors and everything you do, man. And I wish I could be in Albuquerque tonight, but
I'm not
Cruces.
Hey, man. All right, no problem. Man. Hasta luego.
All right. Arrato.
All right. Pool Boy from Cruces, everybody. Amazing.
I wonder if I just cussed.
In Spanish.
I wonder if just the FCC is on their way. We're shutting you down. You have no idea.
I have no idea.
You just said moist in Spanish. Everybody knows that's the grossest word known to man. We're shutting you down. It's over.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, this is your last day. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, goes, this right. is true.
I quit in 58 minutes. I quit FCC.
Wow. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque. Yeah. Hey, man.
This is just regulars day. You know what I'm saying? All the regulars are coming out.
Well, it's your last day. I figure people would want to call in and say goodbye.
Oh, my goodness, guys. I was just by your guys' office connection yesterday.
Yeah.
I picked up my
t-shirt.
No.
We didn't see you.
I know.
I could hear you guys' music outside the building.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sorry we weren't there.
Yeah, and I went to go visit your buddy Sopo. I didn't see Ian Lowe, though.
What'd you get at Sopo?
Man, my mom left the cash in the car. I'm like, oy. Parents.
They just don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not parents.
Incredible. Yeah.
That's what I heard today, Static Radio's birthday, huh?
Yeah, Static Radio's first birthday. We're throwing a birthday party tonight with cake and amazing bands, and tickets are $10 at the door, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, I was going to sing to you guys, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Okay, here it goes. Happy birthday to you.
Oi, Vey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Static Radio. Happy birthday to you.
Hey! Right on.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, you can see.
I'm sorry. I didn't get to call in yesterday. I slept in too much.
Yeah, it's okay. It's summertime, Matthew.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Summertime. You enjoy your summer, but we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Word of wisdom, man.
All right, word of wisdom. Let's hear it.
All
believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, because I've heard there's a lot of kids out here that don't believe in themselves. That's where it hurts.
This is true.
I like that.
Where did you hear this?
Yeah.
So, is me as a Mitch and now a new DJ?
Dude, that'd be amazing, right? I don't know. We're announcing the new co-host tonight, actually, at the birthday party. But she's still the front desk receptionist. So, you know, I don't know. We've had a lot of people call in and say they'd like to see Mitch co-host the morning show, but I guess be careful what you ask for, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes if you leave somebody alone in the studio, it doesn't know what they're doing, well, you could come back to a disaster.
This is true.
Case in point, he's leaving today.
Yeah.
Hasta luego.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, Matthew. We'll see you later. All right.
I love that he says, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible.
He's like incredible. A 55-year-old man trapped into a 13-year-old. And I like how he referenced kids. I hear kids these days.
I hear kids.
You know, I know that I'm 12
kids,
years
kids
old. Just
say the darnest thing.
But kids. Those kids.
Static. Hello.
Ooh.
Hello, Static.
My favorite caller of the day.
Sweet. Words of wisdom. Hey, the Bible says even a fool is thought wise if kept silent.
Yep.
That last caller?
Wise.
Super wise. All right. We got to take a quick break. Take care of the translators and all that good stuff. And coming right back, we got some Carol Hood. But don't forget the birthday bash tonight, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are only $10. We're going to throw down. We're going to eat some cake. We're going to have fun. Yeah. We're going to mingle with the people.
You can get Thebes. You can get his mustache to autograph anything you want. The coolest mustache.
In the universe.
It can hold a pencil.
Yeah.
It will autograph.
Yeah, it can hold a two-year-old, too.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I'm telling you. So, yeah, it's going down tonight. $10. Micah Talks, Poema, and Anchor in Braille. And we'll be handing out cake for free as well. So, yeah, tickets are $10 for the big shindig this evening. And all the details at mystaticradio.com.
Static Radio is
Carol Hood. Song called Remission right here on Static. I am going to close that door.
You can go to their website, Carol Hood's website, and download three songs for free.
Three?
Three songs for free. And I was talking to Nate the other day, and he was like, you guys play Remission? I was like, yeah, man, we play it all the time. And he's like, that's my least favorite of the three.
Are you serious?
So there's better songs, which I agree there's a better song. But, you know, it's a great song.
That's an incredible track there. I love that song.
If that's the
worst song that they put out, that's incredible.
I know.
So, yeah. CarolHood.net
Yep.
is the website.
I believe so, yes. Yeah. I believe you're right.
Yeah, I am right.
Because I remember, yeah, you're absolutely right, because Nate tried to convince me that .net is like the new .com. I'm like,
.poor.
Negative.
.poor. You know what's apparently not cool anymore, actually?
Facebook. Yep.
Did you read that article?
I did.
And
I agree. You know what? I mean, like, basically, let me summarize the article before we talk about it.
Yeah.
It has 900 million users, but the key demographic may be slipping away from Facebook's grasp. Young teens tell Los Angeles Times that the social network no longer boasts much of the coolness factor. Hmm. It kind of has a mom thing. It's turning into a big fad, 15-year-olds say. For his peers, Twitter, Tumblr, texting, and other mobile apps beat out Mark Zuckerberg's site.
Wow.
Gives him a little more privacy for mom and dad, which is, I can totally see that.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing. Is it?
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
As a parent, like, on the flip side, I'm like,
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying you got it from their
point. But you're right, from
their point of view.
Yeah.
Facebook is huge with the older folks. It's got higher proportions of 50 to 64-year-old users than any other social network site besides LinkedIn. Almost a quarter. 3 out of every 4 moms using a home computer checked into the site in March.
Wow.
So here's my thing is that I totally get this because... You know, remember Friendster? Which, okay, there was a Friendster. It was like the beginning of social network.
Okay.
And then MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook.
Yeah, but moms, I don't remember any moms getting on MySpace. I think corporations and bands took that one over.
So what's the next one?
Bands, actually, MySpace was created for bands.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Bands. That's how we got discovered.
I don't know what the next one is. They've tried so many. Instagram is kind of cool.
Well, that's what you say.
But
they're
then it just got
Instagram
bought out by Facebook. So I'm like, dang it. I don't know.
Tumblr.
I prefer none, things. To be honest. I prefer calling my friend and saying, hey,
you
man, how's it going?
Say that. And
what
then
do you mean
you
I say that?
Post pictures on your Instagram.
I still, rarely. How many pictures have I posted recently? Usually they have to do with you.
11 team. That's true.
Like, hey, look, you shaved my head. Or, hey, we found the Batcave. Or...
Yep.
And I think I've posted more photos since you've been here because you've made me do adventurous things that I normally would never do. Because what am I going to post? Like, hey, look, it's me on Warcraft, you know? Like, yeah. And so since you got here...
That would go over.
What did you do?
I'm sorry. Broke your radio
You
station.
Think because it's it the last day, broken, it's like man. It's like when rock stars do hotel rooms, yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm going to trash the place before I leave.
Yeah, why not?
That's cool. We still have your deposit, so.
What? Good luck getting it. I'll give you my bank card. Shoot, you can take that.
Your car is being towed as we speak.
Yeah, it's going to get us about $2,500, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I think the next evolution of Facebook is probably being created right now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know.
It's totally a trend.
I agree. I'm wondering if people are going to get back to like, oh, that social media is so yesterday. I'm totally, you know what's in? Writing letters.
Probably.
I mean, you never know.
You know what's
that's
cool?
The hipster way.
Cursive.
That's, yeah, exactly. Cursive, yeah. On some like legal pad that has a cool little design in the corner. It's like, I'm trendy. I wrote a letter.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
It is cool.
You know, get back to the old days.
I like it.
Can people still write, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Knows? Except with emergencies, it doesn't really work.
Have
it
you
takes
tried to
seven
spell
days.
Lately?
Yeah.
Good luck.
You are a...
Dude,
oh.
I noticed, yeah, I'll be writing my journal and be like, I swear, if there was like a word correct here, yeah. My entire book would be filled with red. It'd just be glowing. Poor kids, if they ever want to read my journal, would be like, dude,
poor guy.
Dad went to college?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
I'm not going there.
Autocorrect has really wrecked a lot of... Yeah.
Dude, that's me.
Nine times out of ten, you know, you're typing something in and it'll finish it for you. You don't even have to, oh, that's how you spell it. Okay, cool.
Oh, I don't even look. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's spelling it right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There's no red line underneath it, so we're good. Yeah. Hey, it is Static Radio. Steve-O, Steven, and Thebes from California in studio.
Hey.
I love that mustache. Everybody's saying you got to get that mustache on the webcam so people can see it. Paul Gallegos out in California. I mean, out in
that
Houston.
That is legit.
In H-Town. Said, also, awesome. Your Spanish was impeccable in Casa de mi Padre. So, never saw it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot speak Spanish. Even un poco.
Wait. Un poquito.
What?
Un poco?
Un poco sounds like an exotic island.
No, un poco.
Un poquito. Poco?
No, he's right.
Poco?
I think that's
that doesn't
like,
sound right.
Yeah,
I thought it was poquito.
No, that's the un poco poquito. Is really, really
maybe
small.
El Pollo
poquito
Loco.
Is small.
Yeah,
poco is really, really small.
El Pollo Loco is not Spanish. Oh, yes, it is. It's the crazy chicken.
The crazy chicken.
But
yeah,
I was
yeah.
shortening it to poco.
Poco. Un poco.
When I was in a gang in Miami, that was my nickname. Yeah. El Pollo Loco.
Oh, I thought un poco. I'm like,
oh no. Wow. No.
Hey, look, a culture shock. We
what?
Got a culture
Where?
Shock for
Let
you
me
now.
See that.
Death Cab, what?
This is culture shock.
Tall Heart. Song called Drunk Kids, Static Radio. Good morning. That was another band that Steven introduced us to.
Not a problem.
So, when you're on the road, are you going to keep sending us these crazy bands that you discover while you're out and about?
We haven't even
begin to scratch the surface.
Begin, yeah. Well, I wanted to Empire of the Sun
okay.
is a band that you need to add.
Okay.
So incredible.
Well, I love it. It's your last day, and you're like, oh.
Well, I only talked about this band
bands.
For like 3 weeks.
I don't know.
Remember? I played them for you, and you loved it. You said, we're adding this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We're at Joey's.
We did so much. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yes. I loved that. That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Static. Hello. Hi. Bye. Okay, cool. Don't have time. It's your last day. You have 35 minutes left of radio, so we got to make this time count. Birthday party going on tonight, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are only $10 at the door. There will be cake. We are handing out cake, so you can
what
eat
kind
a bunch
of cake.
I have no idea.
Ice cream cake?
No.
Oh, that would melt
way too quickly.
That is true.
And I'm lactose intolerant, so it might kill me.
So you have to eat it fast.
Yeah, this is true. I don't know. I'm thinking like huge, like that buttercream... frosting type huge sheets of cake. I don't know.
What about cream cheese frosting?
Ooh.
Do you know your neighbor works for Pepperidge Farms?
What?
The guy that gave you the Angels jersey, his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
The dude works for Pepperidge Farms.
Are you serious?
Ice cream cake.
His name's Nick, and he's like the raddest dude in the universe.
Right.
He works for Pepperidge Farms?
Yes. Ice cream cake? I would think, you know.
They make, I only think of sausages. Like,
that's what I'm
huge sausages the size of my arm.
What? You've never had a Pepperidge Farm cake?
No. Are you being serious right now?
Have you?
I've never even heard of it. I think of is the sausages in the mall where they're at a stand and they're like, hey, who wants to buy a 17-pound block of cheese? I'm like, I don't.
That's Hickory Farms.
Oh, Hickory Farms.
Yeah. That's a few farms over. Yeah, they're not related.
If it was Peppermint Farms, I'd be like, oh, of course, Peppermint Farms ice cream cakes. No?
I have no idea what
Pepperidge Farms ice cream cakes.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't even like cake. I don't like cake. I will not be partaking tonight.
I love cake, the band. They're amazing.
Pepperidge Farm, though?
Yeah.
I will jam that.
Maybe it's Pepperidge Farm cake.
Maybe it is. Maybe apparently I'm supposed to talk to my neighbor that you know better than I do.
I do.
Anything that has farm cake in it?
Yeah, that's true.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you know these things?
I listen.
Okay.
I secretly listen. When you think I'm not listening, I'm listening.
But when was there ever a conversation where he was like, oh, yeah, Pepperidge Farms?
When I asked him, what do you do?
Oh, okay.
And he said, I work for Pepperidge Farms. So that might, you know, like, how do you... You're not. Oh, you don't. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you don't. You don't ask questions. You just talk.
Oh.
You don't try to get to know other people.
Wow.
You just like blah 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 blah. Wow. Oh, I like to talk up Steve.
So all of Albuquerque knows about you, but you don't.
Yeah,
know anything
basically.
About I don't know anything about Albuquerque. You know what? Hey, to be fair, we went to dinner with Brian Nixon the other night. How many words did I say all dinner?
Yeah. Like 11. That's fine.
Yeah. I listened.
That was good.
I soaked in knowledge because he is a man of importance. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Say three things that he said.
You know, he said that.
You can't remember. See?
I kind of, you know, the whole time I was like looking at his wife, like, man, I feel bad. Is like, do you just sit here and listen to this all the time? Or if she's like, I've heard all these stories twice,
17 times over.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
I'm sure
new.
She has. Yeah. So she's like, it's not impressing me.
No, nope.
We're already married.
You
don't have to tell me about the historical accuracies of the Bible and the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It.
And the funny thing is, she was the first one to answer a question when we were talking about the biblical like history and how it's historically accurate and how we can know and all these things. And she was the first one to answer a question. So I'm sure she's just like, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
I can tell you this because he teaches in his sleep. That's what he does. Static. Hello. Static.
Hi. Oh, hey, sorry, I wasn't expecting you to answer that.
Hey, Australia!
It's Jessica, from Australia.
How's it going, Jessica?
Great, how are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's
I'm
like 1
sad
in the morning?
Because it's Stephen's last day.
It is, but you're going to keep listening to me, right?
I haven't decided because, like, it's a good show. But
then I won't have
the memories. You know, like, the memories will get...
Yeah,
Monday.
No, you're right.
She's gonna judge.
Just go.
Monday, she's gonna listen and judge.
Fine. All you judgers who, you know what? Heck with you guys.
I'll listen.
Just go back to Australia and put those seashells to your ear and listen to the ocean and all the weird things you guys do. Australia.
Have you done that before?
I don't know. Exactly. No, that's fine.
You can hear the sea.
Yeah.
I made a wall post on your Facebook page, and for the last like half hour, we've been waiting for you to notice, and you haven't.
Oh, sorry.
I'm usually over by the computer, but I've let Thebes take that over.
Yeah, Thebes is over at the computer, so I have no idea. See, Thebes from California came all the way out here. Hey, cool.
Yeah,
the listeners of Australia made a photo album thing.
Oh, no
so
way.
So that's cool. Yeah.
That is so cool.
I like that. So, except now you're all over.
Cool.
Now you're all over the place, and everybody knows who you are.
That's fine. What's wrong with that?
Well, we figured we're already on the internet. We've already got profiles and everything.
I know. What is somebody
going
to go
really
to Australia
secret.
And try to stalk?
Yeah. I don't know. Dude, let's be honest. There's some crazies out there who, you know, so you never know.
Okay.
You never know.
You don't.
I'm just saying you got to be careful on the internet. But I'm gonna watch the. You made like a slideshow or what? This is a collage. You put together
just
a collage. I like
That's
this.
Awesome.
Yes.
This is amazing.
All the people that have been listening in.
That is rad.
That is cool.
Yeah.
If you miss us, you could just go podcast us. You know,
that's
true. Be a day that you've missed or like
that's
an hour.
True. Yeah, mystaticradio.com. You can hear all the podcasts.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
feel
one
like
month
I, you
is
know,
closing.
I know. I feel like I needed to do this. It's the final countdown.
It is, man.
Final countdown.
What a great month.
T minus 5 minutes or so.
You need to have that Europe
song. I know. Well, that's what I'm playing right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Playing it right now. So,
this is it. What are your parting words of wisdom? What do I walk away from this experience with?
Well, you're leaving this show to go do band stuff.
Yeah, man.
You're going to be doing an Amberlin tour. So
and
my
then
parting
an
words,
and Braille tour.
And then an Anchor and Braille tour. So my parting words are, good luck having that bring as much fulfillment as the last month of your life has.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you.
I mean, let's be honest.
I appreciate it.
Touring all over the world.
Overrated, apparently.
When really, you know, home is where I am. Is that too much?
No, it's not too much.
Weird,
it's just lying.
Weird.
It's just lying to your people.
No, I'm sad. I'm excited because you got a lot on the horizon. Is this the first ever acoustic Amberlin tour? I mean, this is a big, full-on Amberlin acoustic tour.
Right.
That is kicking off June 11th in Nashville.
Violins.
Yeah.
Guest appearances.
It's going to be amazing. I will be hosting, you say, guest appearances.
I doubt there's a lot of people from Nashville listening, but Dave from May is going to be singing with us.
Stop it right now.
And then Josiah from Holland. Did you guys ever play Holland?
Yeah.
So Josiah's going to play trumpets.
Are you kidding?
For us.
Is this just the Nashville show?
Yeah, and every Luke White's singing with us in New York City.
Stop it! Are you kidding?
So everywhere we go, we're just going to pick up a new guest vocalist.
So are you going to be singing?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I want to do like karaoke and be like, all right, who wants
to do our song next?
Who thinks they can do my job better? Yeah. Come up here. I've got things to do backstage.
Yep.
Typically, when you hear somebody's going acoustic, it means that somebody's quitting. So
yeah, that's true, but no.
Or quit.
Well, the fact of the matter is we're at the end of our cycle for Dark is the Way. So it's one of those things that, you know, we still want to play out. We still want to tour, but we don't. Why do a full band on songs that everybody's already heard us play? So we're going to dig back in the archives and play some stuff, you know, that no one's ever heard, like off our first demo tape.
No way.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, this is a really big tour.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Coming here?
It's not coming here because
it's
I feel like I've done my duty to Albuquerque. I have put in my man hours. I have woken up at 5:30.
Right. Yeah.
For several days
month.
In a row.
Yeah.
Have you seen 5:30 lately? Have you? Have you?
It's
Have
yeah.
You? Every day.
Oh my goodness!
It's pretty gnarly
because we work for a living.
Yeah. It's static.
Love your show,
Jenna.
What are you doing?
How are you? No way. You sound. I don't know.
Like she's
sound
on the good. Phone.
I think I sound sleepy.
You do.
I had to get up early so I could
What's early? Oh, yeah. So you just got up?
She's in California, man, rocking it for the...
That's still 8:48.
She's working for the man.
Finally.
I know.
This isn't early, honey.
Who's the man?
This is pseudo.
And is he? Does he have a job?
She's like a big-time national radio star now, so she, you know, this is early for her. This is early.
You're like Delilah. That's awesome. Give one out for the troops for us.
So Jenna, former morning show host and program
Jenna.
Director here, and now national radio at K11 Air 1 and went on to bigger and better things. Jenna, do you have any words of wisdom for Steven? Because he's leaving here and moving on to bigger and better things like Amberlin and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm
Keep
not sure how
job.
I feel because I, you know, it was fun, right?
It was so fun. I had a blast.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's kind of. So how did you like getting up at dark 30 every day?
Forget it.
Yeah,
there's no point. I mean, we're going to a radio station to start talking at 6 in the morning, and no one's listening.
Whatever.
They aren't, because they're not really listening.
Right.
They're so tired.
You could say anything you
they're
want.
They're dragging.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like...
It's what makes our job so important. We're trying to get their day going.
I feel like, you know, maybe we're funnier at 6 in the morning.
You are.
You know, because people are so groggy, they're just like, this is you, he just said. He said fart. This is great. It's like when you're super sleepy, you know, you've been up for like hours, and everybody's just on the floor crying, laughing at the stupidest joke.
Yep. This is true.
Is our radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. But see, you can call in like I am.
This is true.
You know, still be a part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I will.
Truth. Absolute truth.
I've already lost the number.
Yeah.
I actually was like, what is that number? Oh, Yeah. Oh, it's ingrained in your head. You'll remember.
I saw the bat line ringing, and I'm like, no way. Who's calling the bat phone? Who's calling the... Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Is this the bat line?
Yeah.
I remember...
Wow. You remember
the direct line.
You remember the good line.
Not even
so.
Thebes knows it.
Yeah, no.
You went on that banner right there?
No.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, okay, he's got
it. Yeah, okay, he's got it.
Actually, it is.
The one that we sent out to everybody during the Static 500.
Yeah, no. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Right on.
Well, I wanted to say hi to you guys, and I also wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and have fun tonight.
Yay. All right, And happy birthday to you in a month and a half.
Hey, that's right.
Yep.
Wow, good memory.
I have a great memory with birthdays.
But that's because yours is coming up too, right?
Exactly. So
yeah.
I always remember July birthdays for that reason, because I'm like, you know, I'm selfish and I think about, oh, you're born around me. Yeah. So everything revolves around me. So yeah, at least I'm honest. So.
That's great.
As you are.
Love you, Jenna.
Love you guys. I'm really glad I caught you before you left.
Yeah.
I did want to say, love your show!
Love your
great
show!
Great job.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, have a great day doing real radio.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. She works for Caleb and Air One now. I mean, she's national, bro.
Wow.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. She's making a difference in the hearts and lives
of
soccer moms everywhere.
She's making money now.
No.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
She's
making money.
That too. So, but anyways.
So is she going to be program director there?
Program director here for a long time. She was my first boss.
Well, maybe there'll be a change.
Moving on up to the east side. So you're moving on up to the east side of Nashville. Stephen Christian.
On my way.
Our time is...
Wow, it's coming down. I'm watching the seconds just tick down.
It's...
I'm quitting in 7 minutes and 15 seconds.
Coming to a close.
Mm. Great song.
Any final words?
Yeah, I just want to tell the listeners there are better stations out there. I just want to tell... No, just kidding.
Hey, man, I'm still here.
Oh,
I still have to do this job when you leave, man.
No, it's been awesome. It's been awesome getting my favorite part was like the interaction with the regulars.
Yeah.
You know, like Matthew and,
yeah. Of
course, Thebes. Now it's just awkward.
now it's a little weird.
Yep. But, you know, that's so much fun. Like getting, you know, every day to kind of get to know people that you'll never probably meet in person.
Yeah.
And actually, I was, you know, it renewed my sense of hope that there are bands out there that claim to be Christians that actually put out good music.
There you go.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because if you would, you know, if you would ask me like 2 years ago, the state of Christian music,
yeah,
I would have gave it a good thrashing.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like, wow, there's actually bands out there that claim Christ that actually are doing something creative.
Right.
Instead of following the leaders.
Yep.
And so that was invigorating.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Discovered some great bands.
I discovered some great bands.
Zorbus. What is it? Zurbin. Zurbin.
Mm-hmm.
I like Shell.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are good bands.
I Am We,
which I requested. The only song that I've ever requested.
I know. That's true.
So stuff like that. I enjoy that kind of stuff.
There it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, seriously.
No, but thank really? You. All right.
Would
tonight,
you guys just hug?
I'm sure we will.
I don't want to do it now. Tonight, birthday party at the Lobo Theater. It's going to be absolutely incredible. One, we're celebrating a year of Static Radio. There's going to be birthday cake. If you love Static Radio, come hang out with us tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. Micah Talks is playing. Poema's playing. Steven's band, Anchor and Braille, is playing tonight.
Come for the cake, stay for the bands.
There you go. And just enjoy, one, a year of Static Radio. Two, it's kind of like a farewell. Thanks for the entire month of awesomeness.
Yeah, bring gifts.
So...
Cash only.
Cash only.
Oh, man.
We should do like a wedding where I'll dance with you for a certain amount of money.
Let's do it. we'll have Micah play, and we'll do the dollar dance. I love it. Can I be on the dance. Instead of like husband and wife, can I be the other person, and the other half goes to me as I'm trying to recover and deal with having a new co-host and everything that...
I see.
Yeah,
nice
there
try.
You go.
No.
No. Okay. Announcing the new co-host tonight, and they will be present, and as will Thebes, who came all the way from California.
I must say, a new co-host is pretty good looking for a man, for a guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
For a guy. Wait, for...
He's a good-looking dude.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. Thebes from California making it all the way out here. So if you can rock the birthday bash, nobody else has really an excuse not to.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So there it is. All right, we'll see everyone tonight. Steven, thanks, man.
Should we shake hands?
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
we're done.
Good job, buddy.
We're done.
It's warm in here.
That was a good handshake right there.
There you go.
If you missed any of our past shows from this last month, you can check them out at mystaticradio.com/mornings. And this isn't the last you've heard of Steven Christian on Static Radio.
No, they'll probably play my song.
I was
rotation.
Just about to say that. You finished my sentence.
See? You compete with me.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're supposed to say you complete me, not you compete. Oh,
that's how it goes.
All right, I'm gonna play. I'm gonna end with what song do you want to hear from you?
Oh man.
Yep, I'm gonna make you request your song.
Do you
last.
Have anything of our new stuff? It seems like you just play like three records back.
Closer,
you know, impossible. Closer.
Yeah,
impossible. I see it.
I. You know what the funny thing is? I feel like this would be perfect for our departure.
Can you play it? Well, I appreciate it.
Because I can't live with you, and I can't live without you on the show, but I'm going to have to. There it is.
Sing along if you're out there.
There you go. Thebes, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There it is.
All right.
Thanks for overshadowing my last day.
Yeah. Steven Christian, tonight, birthday bash. Tickets are $10. All the details, mystaticradio.com. We leave you with this.
Static.
Yeah.